We're back.
That's right. We've been here. We talk about. I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T. And this is Unfocused episode 336, the Survivor episode.
Ooh, wait. He's the.
You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it.
He's the. Something about being scared.
You're not going to get it because it doesn't even make sense.
It's nothing to do with the snake. It's going to be like he's the prey Pokemon or something like that. The hunted
Pokemon. You're
wrong.
It has too much to do with the snake.
Ah,
to
shit.
To the point where it doesn't make sense.
He's the Viper Pokemon.
He's the Fang Snake Pokemon. And the reason that don't make sense is I think every snake has fangs, right? It's not really...
Not in the Pokemon world. Actually...
Touché.
You know what? That is kind of true.
Right? I think even if they're not like sharp like that, I think every snake has fangs.
Just Ekans and Arbok. Like, that's... Like, you think of any other snakes?
Oh, shit. There are no other ones.
Arbok Pokemon. Does he have fangs?
Well, now I feel like I gotta Google
He kind of does not have fangs. He has some teeth.
No, those are fangs, bro. But, you know, Ekans...
Look how tiny those are compared to the Vipers.
I think, like, What really qualifies a fang, though?
That is freaking long and dangerous. Let's see. What is a fang? What is a fang?
I mean,
a fang is a long, pointed tooth.
Those look long and pointed.
Look at those. Those are kind of tiny.
They're not as long as the other fools, but they're longer and pointier than mine.
See, that's right. He's more of a fang Pokemon or fang snake than...
But he's not called the more fang snake Pokemon. He's just called the fang snake Pokemon. Anyway.
Okay, he's a fang snake because that's a fucking cobra.
Are cobras not snakes? I think they're a type of snake.
They're cobras.
No, I think they're a type of snake. Yeah. Anyway, if you couldn't tell, this is the nerd podcast about video games, comics, animes, card games,
we'll
TV shows, movies.
We'll make sense of this shit someday.
I think I got them all. I got to get a new flow now that card games are in there. It really
card games,
off.
Yeah.
But yeah, that being said, this is this is the show.
This is
and
the show.
If you want to... You know, reach out to us in some way. You can hit us up on Twitter, @unfocused28.
Yeah.
You can get us on our main website, collision28.com.
True.
You can email us at gmail.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Facts.
If you want to ask questions or bring up things we've talked about in the past or things you want us to bring up.
That's right. No doubt.
There's like other things, but you know.
And other things.
You can just check our website and I'll tell you. Twitch.tv/Discord. Discord. That being said. AJ, Unfocus Week?
So I've been at round one a lot.
Uh-oh.
I haven't played a lot of shit at home, but I've been mostly at round one. What up, Mr. Carnival?
And what up, Wags? We're joined by Wags this week, too.
Oh, yeah, Wags is here. Wags will be on mic, but not on camera, because he's not fit for it.
Damn, this fool brought the Caesars, too.
Oh, what? So I've been at round one a lot playing music games. So I've been playing this one game there called... Crossbeats something Sunrise, I think is what it's called. It's a Capcom music game, touchscreen game, right? So I've been back there playing that shit a lot, and I've been playing on master mode now. So some of the songs like playing, I've been playing on master, which is like the second to highest difficulty, I suppose. And so I've been trying to learn like the patterns to some of the songs like there. And there's this one song I like it a lot, and I like the pattern it. But if I miss something just once, I just go off beat and I just miss everything. I end up failing the song. And so I've been trying to like master that. So I've been playing a lot of that. I play that game like that one song like 6 times in a row one day just so I can fucking learn it and master it. And I'm getting closer. I can nail most of the hits now. I still got to work on just the timing with some certain other beats on there. But I've been playing a lot of that shit. Oh, yeah. And I don't know why it came up, but like on YouTube, apparently there is a Games Done Quick event that happened earlier this year. And they did that game, the Crossbeats Sunrise game. Someone has a home, like an actual arcade at their home, and they practice on it. And so just to raise money for charity, they actually played a lot of the songs. And I got to learn about the whole arcade game itself from these people that were kind of talking about it during that whole event. So that was cool. And I found some new songs and all that. Apparently, a lot of the DDR artists, you know, all the Bimani artists, like I know like Tok and Slake and Revenge, like those are all names
Revenge
that are also within this Capcom game too. And there's even songs that sound very similar to some of their other songs on the DDR games and in Beat Mania games that are like kind of
like paranoia songs,
almost like remix. Not like Paranorma, no, because I don't know who that is. That's like Max or something like that. But like the Slake and Revenge song, like the, you know, Revenge also did the What's that Japanese sounding song? Suguru, I think is what it's called. There's a version. Yeah, there's just something that sounds very similar to that song that's made by that same artist, that same DJ.
Who's our Daikin Kai guys again?
Death Row. Hmm. And I haven't seen them in there. But yeah, so I came across some of the songs. I also I found a new song that was pretty cool where the beat kind of changes. Like it starts at like 200 BPM, then it goes up to 400 BPM, then it drops down to, I think it's like 100 actually. So I've been playing on that song. That sounds kind of fun. So yeah, just been playing a lot of fucking shit at the arcade. Oh, I also, cause I also just randomly play some of the ticket spitter games once in a while too. And I have like 9,000 tickets right now. And with those tickets, I bought this. It's a new Rubik's Cube.
A number of Rubik's Cube.
It's Sudoku though.
Oh,
it's a Sudoku Rubik's Cube.
My head hurts just that you said that.
I regret mixing it because I like, oh, this is gonna be easy, and I mixed it. And I was like, wait a minute, this is not gonna be easy because I don't know where my center is, and I don't know which corners belong where. Other than trial and error, there's no other colors on this thing. They're just straight up just numbers, and they all look the same. And
your Rubik's Cube skills are going to be really put to the challenge. This is what you wanted, AJ. You wanted a real challenge.
Yeah, this is an actual challenge for sure. So after I mixed it and I started to try to solve it, I was like, wait a minute, this is going to be a lot harder than I thought. Like, I could do pictures because I've had pictures, picture Rubik's Cube before, and I could do those. But yeah, so this one's a new thing to kind of master. Also been playing, some Digimon. So I know we played a lot of Digimon. Wags is here today and he was hanging out. We played a lot of Digimon and some Universes, UFS card game. What else have I done? I guess the usual. I won a stone. I took Tai Chi's.
You won a stone. We didn't even play.
A couple weeks ago. So we're going to talk about it. But I beat him in Tekken Tag tournament. Won. That was easy.
Damn. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Also, I bought these. So I finally got an email saying that a vinyl that I've been waiting for is in stock. And it came in. This is Strong Bad Sings and Other Types Hits. I had this on CD.
Is Trogdor there?
Yes. Trogdor's on here. The System Is Down.
Oh, no.
Is on here. Yeah.
The System Is Down is there?
Yep. So some of those songs that we've heard of. Anything that came on that CD originally is on here, and now I have it as vinyl. So that's cool. And also bought like a vinyl like kind of cover to sit on that you can sit on.
Damn. First he was a man. Then he was a dragon man.
Yep. And then I just happened to be at yes. Question. You raise your hand.
I just wanted to say, I didn't know what Strong Bad was, and I ripped that album off of your.
Oh, you did? You never seen the actual?
You never seen Homestar Runner?
I've never seen it before. I got all the songs from your iTunes. And I fucking loved it. I had no idea it was.
That's fucking funny.
There's a whole animated series that go along with it.
It was good though. Really
that's hilarious. That's funny that you would be interested in it without knowing the context, I feel like it doesn't make sense.
The context of it makes it like better.
But the way he talks and the way he sings, like Trogdor.
Yeah.
I don't know. Burninating the countryside, like.
It was like an internet web like animation thing. Done on Flash.
Our high school teacher showed it to us.
Yeah, back in the early 2000s. That's how old it is. Yeah.
Our Spanish teacher, I didn't actually learn Spanish from him, but I learned I learned about Strong Bad and Homestar Runner.
Yeah. And then what's crazy is like when that song came out, it was big, and then he was popping off for a while, that whole like thing. And then that song, the Trogdor song, is actually in Guitar Hero.
Really?
So somehow they made it into Guitar Hero, yeah.
I remember we were tripping out like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and it's like even like produced more and everything. It's not just a simple guitar. I think the version you probably heard is the one that's on the Guitar Hero.
Yeah, I remember I was tripping out just to hear like, what? There's actual instruments behind this and shit. That's crazy.
My favorite was Fahubagaz.
Fahubagaz.
Fahubagaz, yeah.
That was the best song of that.
If I could show you the platter I have, that's what it says on it. It says Fahubagaz and it has the cheat on it and it says Fahubagaz on top.
The cheat song is my shit.
Yeah, Carla, apparently like, like Carla doesn't know all the things too, because when I showed the platter that says Fahubagaz on it, she's like, "What does that even say?" I'm like, "Fahubagaz." She's like, looked at me like, "What?"
Wow. I'm like, "This Fahubagaz. Like, wow.
Don't you know this?" Anyways, so other thing I came across, I went to Barnes & Noble the other day too, just because I was trying to kill some time and I was looking around some vinyl there. And I didn't think I was going to find anything. Like, I have 5 minutes to kill. Let's look up some vinyl. I'm not going to find anything in 5 minutes. I found two things and I regret going now.
Damn, I was at Barnes & Noble yesterday. I'm surprised we didn't just run into each other and start kung fu fighting on the spot right away.
Well, I found this.
What is... I mean... Oh, shit. You know what's funny? I was thinking about that soundtrack. That one song, I Could Be Your Hero, Your Strength. Wait, is that even
Yeah,
this?
Yeah, that's on here. Yes.
Yeah, this is right?
That's Monica's. For you, I will. Yeah.
I was just thinking about that song like the other day. So that's crazy you found that.
Yeah, because I had this on CD and fucking I'll play that shit. So I think I even had it on cassette tape for a little bit before I bought it on CD again. I used to listen to this shit a lot as a kid. And like fucking everyone else loved the album too. Fucking someone ended up stealing it for me because it was that good of an album, man.
Mm-hmm. Probably me. We didn't even know each other yet.
But yeah, it has freaking Be Real, Busta Rhymes, Coolio, Ella Cool J, Hit 'Em Up, or Hit 'Em High, sorry. But nah, Hit 'Em High.
Hit 'Em High, Hit 'Em High.
And
hit
then low, Bugs Bunny has a track on here where he raps.
Really?
Yeah. Buggin', which was actually written by Jay-Z.
Actually, oh!
Like a lot of this was produced by...
I think I have heard that.
Yeah, because I know I have it on. But like a lot of these songs... I don't have them because I don't have the CD. Like I download a few of them like back in the day, just because like oh yeah I want this song again. But like I don't have everything and like sometimes some of these songs just play in my head. Like I just want the freaking CD again. I find the vinyl.
Good
Other
shit.
Thing I found.
Oh shit!
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
I love that soundtrack.
And this is pretty much the you know the band songs are all on here.
Mm-hmm.
So I got all that now. So like what this happened? Is another one that I've seen. I go for like $80. Would I get it for like 30?
I see. Oh, yeah, they have everything nice. Oh, they got the Threshold 8-bit on here, too. Nice.
Oh, the
8-bit's
on there, too?
Yeah, the 8-bit's on there, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Cool.
I need to see that.
Is that it? I'm fucking sweet.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, first off, look at my beard. Does this motherfucker on my beard not look like Star Wolf?
Oh, shit.
Look at that fool.
With the fucking sword and everything. No, he looks like a different version of Splinter.
Oh, he does actually.
Like the different art style and all
that's
that?
That's crazy. Yeah. Anyway, my Unfocus Week, I did a few things, actually. We did some KOF practice. I was the only one with a 3-person win streak. Actually, maybe Drew got a 3-person win streak, too.
Oh, like a perfect, like...
No, I knocked out 3 people in a row, like... Cause we were
with,
all...
with, like, one character?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
No.
Oh, not like
I
that?
I beat all 3 of them. Like,
oh, okay, all the individual people.
Yeah,
okay.
We're just getting some training rounds in and stuff. What else did I do? I saw Yellow Jackets. I finished the whole series. Did I tell you about that one? It's a horror show. I don't know if you think
you might have mentioned it.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd love it, but I think you'd probably like it. I know Carla would love it. But anyway, it's about a soccer team, a girls' soccer team, and they're like the best in the country, and they're going to go...
Oh, yeah, it sounds familiar.
Yeah, they're going to go to another state to go play a big tournament.
Right.
And the fucking plane crashes, and they get stranded for a year, and a half.
Oh,
and
static
they have,
is back. It's oh, not the mic.
What the fuck? What is it?
It's not the mic.
It's always yours, though. What is
it's either...
It's the channel, yeah. Well, I'll just continue for now. But, yeah. So, in Yellow Jackets, yeah, their plane crashes, and this whole girl's soccer team is forced to survive in a place where there's not very much food. So you know what that means. Probably cannibalism going to go down at some point. They kind of hint
probably.
At it.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. You know, they kind of hint at it in the first couple episodes, but then they kind of stop talking about it, and I'm like, oh, okay, that makes it feel even more like it happened.
Because once you start talking about it, it's on people's minds, so you got to stop talking about it so people forget, and that's when they sneak up on you. Not that I know it from
got
experience
em.
Or anything, you know.
Got them. what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, it's cool because it actually jumps back and forth from when they were on the island and when they're adults now and like how they've dealt with it and everything. It's pretty crazy. Good show. So, yeah, I've been watching Yellow Jackets. I finished the whole thing. It's only 10 episodes. I'm like, God damn it. Now when it comes out, I got to watch week to week like all the other suckers. I started watching the show Snowfall. It's basically like Breaking Bad.
I've been wanting to see Snowfall.
Oh, it's so good,
isn't
man.
Isn't it with Childish Gambino? Is that the one? No. He does Atlanta. Never mind.
There is a new season of Atlanta, and I haven't seen it yet.
Mm.
Fuck, I got to watch that.
But Snowfall. Oh, I see the ads for it all the time. That's what it is.
It's like Breaking Bad, but black, you know?
But black, okay. Oh, okay, that's a good point, actually. I never thought about that.
Well, you know what, more accurately? It's like Breaking Bad, but real, because it's based on a true story. It's based on, you know, Freeway Rick Ross.
Oh, for reals?
Yeah, it takes place in the 80s and everything. So it's really good. I only watched an episode or two, and I really like it.
Hmm.
So that was dope. What else did you? I just rewatched Lord El Melio, the magical detective, connected to the whole Fate Stay Night thing with my girl. And man, that show's so good. Rewatch it was even better. Like, I love that show. I wish they'd make another season, goddammit. But I haven't heard anything about one. And otherwise, I think that pretty much covers my unfocused week. I forgot we had a power outage, so we couldn't.
Oh yeah, that's why internet there was outage. No, yeah, the internet went out. Was just gone the whole day.
I almost forgot we didn't have unfocused because of that. Like it almost lapsed in my brain. I was like, damn, we didn't do one, huh? We really didn't do one. But we're back. You know, this time we got Wags with us. I don't know if we have toy roundup information today. No. I was just joking. That's not happening. I was just playing it. Don't forget I said anything. And that's it, right? I haven't played as much Digimon as I want to. I'm going to play more with you guys probably right after this, I'm assuming. Yeah. So, but yeah, that being said, we have a couple of reviews to do before we jump into the news this week.
So I saw Sonic the Hedgehog as well.
Oh, so AJ's going to kick it off.
And then Moon Knight.
Yeah, Moon Knight. We'll start off with Sonic the Hedgehog. For this one time, I'm actually going to take a step out because I haven't seen Sonic and AJ wants
I
want to
talk about it. And then I think Will's willing to, you know,
listen to
be
you.
Okay with spoilers, right?
All right.
Are you okay with Sonic 2 spoilers?
I am.
You are. See? Okay.
Silence that, and then you come sit in my seat.
So we're going to exchange.
Just text me when you're done.
For the discount tea.
When you guys start talking about Moon Knight.
Yeah.
You might
want to
leave the room when we talk about Moon Knight.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
All right, Wags. So this is a movie, right? About this blue hedgehog. Who has blue arms, by the way, which completely freaking annoys
blue
me.
Arms?
Yeah.
Wait, his arms aren't peach colored?
No, they're not. In the movie, they're not.
Does he still wear gloves?
Yes, he does wear gloves still, yes. You can talk into the mic. You can put the headphones on so you can hear yourselves.
Oh,
so then you can realize if you're being picked up or not.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, see? Oh. Yeah, see? Magic, whoa. Right?
Sultry, hello.
Yeah. So you haven't seen the Sonic movies, though, right?
I haven't, but I played all the 2D Sonic games, so I'm very familiar with the lore.
Yeah. So you played the Sega Genesis shit, right?
Yeah.
So those ones, yeah.
And CD2.
And CD, okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, so, I mean, that's about as much as I played, too. I played a little bit of CD.
I also passed them, too.
That's cool. Good to know.
That's different from me.
I passed 1, 3, and Knuckles.
You didn't pass 2?
I haven't passed 2. Like, I haven't officially passed 2 yet.
What about Sonic CD?
CD, no. I don't think so. No, I haven't.
What about the newer one that came out?
I did pass that one. Not with all the emeralds or anything, but I did pass it. The Sonic Mania?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, yeah. So for the movies, any questions you have about the movies right now?
I asked you earlier. It looked very similar to Sonic 2 and Sonic 3. It seems like a mix mash of just those two games.
The Sonic 2 the movie, yes. Oh, by the way, I'm gonna put the spoiler music on too because we're in spoiler zones right now. So if anyone hasn't seen Sonic 2 movie, then you probably want to dip out like T just did. So as long as the music's playing in the background. Or as long as you see the spoiler thing flashing up top here, then we're on the spoiler topic that I'm going to type in right here, right now, as soon as I find out where I'm supposed to type it. So yeah, so the second movie, Sonic the Hedgehog, is a pretty good retelling of the original Sega Genesis
2 and 3.
Like games, yeah, like mostly 3, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, maybe a hint of 2s here and there.
What about CD or Knuckles?
I didn't see any Knuckles game reference or CD references, no. Maybe there might have been that I may have missed, maybe, possibly, because there's references here and there. The first Sonic movie, though, not a lot of references here and there, but pretty good telling. Like, so I also come from the Archie comic series too of Sonic the Hedgehog.
I don't follow them.
Yeah, and I've also seen like the Freedom Fighter stuff, the cartoon show, and the Sonic the Hedgehog adventure show cartoon from back in the day. So that's my lore. That's where I'm coming from. Mm. I haven't played the Dreamcast stuff. I didn't watch a lot of Sonic X, and anything beyond that, like I have no clue what's going on with the story and all that. I am reading the new comic series though, which I don't think any of that has to do with what the movies are going toward, right?
Yeah, it's too much history for them to really jump into.
Yeah, so that's what I'm kind of looking for in these movies is like how much do they play into some of that older shit. I wanted to go into Freedom Fighter stuff, but I think all those characters are Archie licensed, so I don't think we'll be getting that.
That's also too much CGI that they want to use.
Yeah, too. Yeah, that's probably the thing too. And that's one thing I don't like about the Sonic series is like too much human interaction. I'm not used to that.
Like the Transformers movie, they keep costs down by having people and not all CGI.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a thing that to kind of worry about. It's definitely really kiddish movie, mm-hmm. because they have stupid jokes and like kid thing, like slapstick comedy type of things too, like for kids. So shit that kids would laugh at and like, you know, fart jokes and all that, right? That comes up a lot. But when it does get kind of crazy and serious, like, you know, those are some good moments that, you know, you can definitely, you know, like a lot about it. So with this movie though, one of my biggest gripes, which I think a lot of people's biggest gripes is they do pretty good for a long time with all the Sonic stuff. And I swear there's like an intermission in the middle of the movie where there's no CGI characters on the screen at all. They're just gone for a good 10, 15 minutes maybe. And it's just human interactions. Not even the main humans. It's like the sister of one of the main characters, and because she's getting married, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, the humans separate from Sonic and everyone because they're going to this wedding. Like, all right, Sonic, you're on your own. We're going to go over here, right? We're going to go to this wedding. And then Sonic ends up there, you know, disrupting the wedding, and then she gets all pissed off, and then she finds out the guy she's about to marry is like an undercover agent who was hunting down Sonic and all that.
Oh.
And then they get into the whole thing, but then they also start to make up and all that. Like, there's a whole like 15 minutes of them just fighting each other, arguing over it, like hunting down each other, dealing with these agents, and then them making up. Like, whole 15 minutes spent on just that.
It seems like kind of a weird and pointless side story.
It's a whole, like, it's a freaking, what do you call it in anime when they, like, take a whole season?
Filler.
A filler, yeah. It's a whole filler. 15-minute filler in the middle of the movie. Like, not necessary.
Like, what bearing does the wedding have on the rest of the story for the rest? Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. It doesn't. It honestly doesn't. No, the only thing that was, like, the only, like, flip-around thing that kind of mattered was that, okay, the Sonic ring got flipped with the actual ring, and so there was confusion, like, oh, don't put that ring on her, and oh, don't, you know, they have to go disrupt the wedding to grab the ring. That's it. After that happens, it just goes into that whole side plot. It was just weird.
Very strange.
Funny, but totally not necessary. Yeah. That's the biggest gripe I have of the movie. Robotnik, I don't like Jim Carrey as Robotnik.
Really?
It's kind of weird, but he was more tamed in this movie, though, which was cool. But he's still like Jim Carrey, you know?
I like that they fully committed to the Robotnik look.
Yeah, yeah.
That wasn't really a thing in the first one, not till the end.
Yeah, exactly, not till the end. This one, he stayed bald with the mustache the whole time.
Yeah, he doesn't have the pot belly.
No.
But he still looks really good.
I have seen this headline going around that saying that Jim Carrey wants fat Robotnik. But I've also heard that he's kind of retiring from acting, so there may not be no Robotnik in the future movies, which they already greenlit a Sonic 3 movie.
He's retiring, but I don't remember him acting that much in the last, like, 10 years.
True, but I guess he's
sick of Hollywood.
He's done the Sonic movies, and it's been a while before. I can't remember the last thing he did.
Yeah, I thought.
But it's been a while, yeah.
I thought he was retired before the Sonic movies.
It probably seemed like it, right? And then, so what's another thing that I want to talk about, too? Oh, okay.
Well, he can't retire, not until he does Ace Ventura 3. Come on, we need to make up for that shitty
make a petition.
Son of Ace Ventura movie that they had.
So another thing that happened, too, we get Knuckles introduced, right?
Yes.
So what happened in the last movie in Sonic 1, Robotnik got sent, you know, through a portal to a different world with mushrooms. The Mushroom Hill Zone, right? From Sonic 3, right? Or Sonic and Knuckles, actually, right?
Yeah, I was thinking Sonic and Knuckles.
Yeah, that's where Knuckles is, right? We know that Knuckles, that's kind of his area, right? So we knew he got sent there, so we knew Knuckles was coming, and he comes. So actually what happened is Robotnik end up getting a quill off of Sonic that has power in it, and then he was fucking around with mechanics and trying to get power out of the quill, and he made something on the Mushroom Planet that sent out this big burst of energy throughout the universe, and that caught Knuckles' attention, right? So that's how, and then Knuckles goes and finds where the energy came from. He finds Robotnik, and he's like, "Where'd that energy come from?" And Robotnik's like, "Okay, I can take you to where the energy actually came from. I can take you to Sonic," because he was actually looking for Sonic, because Sonic was friends with this bird. I don't know where this bird came from, Longclaw, right? And Longclaw pretty much killed the whole Echidna race, pretty much. I think is
Whoa.
What happened. Yeah, because the Echidnas were after Longclaw, this bird, because he or she knew the secret to the Master Emerald and where it was at.
So they wanted no witnesses.
And they wanted the Emerald back.
Oh.
And then so they hunted down Longclaw, who was taking care of Sonic at the time. And then Longclaw sent Sonic onto Earth, like, save yourself. And then, you know, she died battling all the echidnas. And I guess all the echidnas were killed from that battle. So that's where the Longclaw character sits right now, as this character that took care of Sonic, kind of like a mother figure, but it was also the cause for killing all the echidnas. Knuckles wasn't part of that tribe that killed Longclaw, though, because he was a kid. So the backstory for him is like, yeah, my tribe was going to go out to Longclaw that day, but I was too young to go, so my father told me to stay behind. And so that's kind of his connection to hunting down Sonic, because he wants to, you know, get revenge for his tribe. So that's how that story kind of handles, which I think goes like, okay, that's different. That's not what the original Sonic story, Knuckles story is. Exactly, right?
But it's cool. I like how neither one is the villain.
What I did like, though, was I like how it connected to the first movie, because seeing this Longclaw character being chased by the echidnas was hype for seeing echidnas and Knuckles the Knuckles race and all that, but it's like, who the fuck is this bird, you know? And so, like, I would have been cool if they, like, never mentioned the bird ever again, right? But they did, and they get a good tie-in to their own movie. Connect. I was like, okay, fine, you connected something to your own movie that helped it make more sense. Maybe you want to, you know, keep it in mind and stuff. Okay, fine. But that's not the, like, origin story I know for Knuckles. You know, Knuckles is always known as, he's a guardian of the floating island.
Yep.
Protecting this emerald from anyone, right? And also the emerald, the Master Emerald, is what keeps the island afloat. If that emerald's gone from the island's going to crash. Mm-hmm. And so he's there to protect us to make sure the island doesn't crash. And there's even more lore to it if you want to go into the Archie comics. I'm not going to go into that because I can't remember all of it. But... do you ever see Knuckles' dad in the game series? Do you remember at all?
No, he's not in the game.
Yeah, right? He was in the comics, though. So to see Knuckles' dad in the comics for a second...
is it just Knuckles with a mustache?
No, in the comics, he actually, like, he's like Knuckles with, like, a beard. Oh, like, okay. He has a white beard. And he usually wears, like a gi, like a white gi, like Ryu.
Why does he have a beard? He's all fur. Like, what?
I don't know. Artist back in the day, you know, to make it look, make him look older, you know.
Right.
He didn't have the beard though. He just looked kind of older, or whatever. But they left Knuckles behind. Knuckles was abandoned, right? And then he goes and finds Sonic. And then he's like, I'm gonna, like, you know, get revenge or whatever, right? And he fucking throws down with Sonic, right? It's like uneven. Knuckles is just too strong for him, right? And that makes sense. And later on, he's like, I've trained my whole life for this. I do nothing but train, you know? Like, that's all me. I'm a warrior at heart. And it shows. Like, all he does is fight. But he's trained so much to the fact that he's like Drax. And that's what everyone's comparing him to, is Drax from the Guardians movie, where he's a warrior. He can fight and everything, but he doesn't get jokes. He's, like, kind of just straightforward.
Oh, is he really like Drax, where he takes things literally?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
He takes a lot of things kind of literally, yeah.
Oh,
and then when people, like, tell him something, he'll just believe it because he's like, all right. Like handshakes, for example. Like, Robotnik shakes his hand when he meets him. And he, like, Knuckles is like, what is this? You know, it's like, oh, I'm offering my hand. We squeeze each other's hand. And the harder you squeeze, the more this is official. He's like, all right. So he goes into breaking everyone's hand and shit. And he's like, all right, yeah, this is an official thing now because we shook on it, you know? So he's like, he takes things like really little like
that,
you know?
He's very naive,
yeah.
Too.
Exactly, he's very naive, too. Which is also true to Knuckles. Knuckles is kind of naive because he got tricked in the video game, too. He got tricked by Robotnik, right?
Fell for it very easily.
Yeah, exactly. So him being naive makes sense. Him being kind of stupid and, like, just too serious all the time, that's kind of new. But I've also kind of heard that he's kind of like that in recent iterations of his character recently.
The bandana Sonic with, like, the overly buff.
Yeah, yeah. Like, all muscle, like, Sonic no brain type of thing. Yeah, like, I think he kind of had that trait in that. I never saw it, so I can't say for sure. So I guess it did okay with Knuckles in that case. I don't like the meathead part of it, but it works. And it makes for some good comedy. Idris Elba voiced him, right?
Yeah.
I think it sounded good most of the time.
I think Yugi did a better job.
And you mentioned this too earlier to me. What was it that Yugi's voice from the cartoon was
Knuckles?
And like a Sonic X, probably,
Sonic,
right?
Yeah, I think it was Sonic X.
Yeah, which I did like that voice. In my head, I never really had a cool voice for Knuckles, and that made sense to me. I was like, okay. Idris Elba does pretty good when he's, like, talking low like this, and it sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
But when he starts to yell, you can hear Idris, and that kind of bugged me sometimes. Like, I can still hear Idris Elba's voice when he's, like, yelling and exclamating things. But when he's talking low voice and kind of serious, he sounded cool. So I'm cool with it most of the time. There's other times like I hear him too much, you know.
That's because he's an actor. He's not a voice actor, so he's not used to doing, you know, for cartoon
keeping in character, like keeping your voice in character.
Just because he has star power does not mean that he's gonna make a good voice actor. But they constantly do that. They go with the people that have star power, celebrities, to voice these cartoon characters like in Pixar.
Mm-hmm.
They don't stick with voice actors who have range and can keep like a consistent tone.
Yeah, like keep their voice in character.
Yes,
right? Yeah.
Yes, it's a shame.
So yeah, I feel like he's got a little off on that, but you know, overall not bad. Tails is actually the original voice actors for Tails in the game.
Really? It's the same, the English one?
Yep.
Whoa.
So they brought her along to do Tails, which is cool. Did pretty good, not too mad at it. What I like about Tails, because this is the first time we've seen Tails in a movie, he's very kid-like, which is kind of what I remember for him, like in the Freedom Fighters and the cartoon series from back in the day, where he was very kid-like and he looked up to Sonic, you know, as an older brother type of figure, you know, like a hero, right? He looked up to him a lot. And that kind of, like, you kind of see how that happens. Tails finds Sonic because in Sonic 1, in the first movie, Sonic goes crazy and, like, hits his speed, like, high speed, and he causes this big, you know, explosion type of thing from his power from running too fast. And Tails, being a computer genius, you know, detected that on whatever planet he was, right?
Gosh,
And then when he heard that Knuckles was on his way to go fight Sonic because of the whole thing, that's when he started to go look for Sonic. So that's his story. That's how he gets tied into the whole thing.
How soon does Tails appear in the movie? Was it halfway through it?
No, nearly right away.
Oh.
Yeah, like right in the first 15, 20 minutes of the movie. Is when it happens, yeah. So you get to see Tails right away. Pretty much Tails comes through, and then Knuckles comes through, like, right after. I think you see Knuckles for a bit. I can't remember the order. But they pretty much come in at the same time, pretty much. Right in the beginning, yeah. So, yeah, like, there's no delay. There's no, like, you don't wait to Knuckles, like, into the middle of the movie. No, they all come in right in the beginning of it.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. So I kind of like how they did hit Tails' story, though. And then also, like, Tails was kind of pretty much watching Sonic through his computer shit after that boom happened. He's like, oh, what's that? And he kind of just starts following Sonic the whole time. And so he kind of saw what he did on Earth. And so he looked at him as a hero. He's like, oh, you saved the Earth, you know? So you're a hero, you know? And then Sonic likes that. Also, Sonic starts off in this movie as a kid, and he does in the first one. He's kind of like a kid the whole time. So when he meets this adult, that adult guy kind of becomes a father figure to him and kind of takes care of him. So
Cyclops.
I guess,
James Marsden, Cyclops.
Maybe, I guess. So, but Sonic's like literally like his kid. Like he wants to like fuck around, make a mess. Like Sonic has that whole trope to him in the beginning of the movie, right? And so there's a whole family thing going on with Sonic between Sonic and the human dude, right? Mm-hmm. So when he meets Tails, that kind of like starts to mature him a little bit, because now he gets to watch after Tails and all that. So
like
that's
a
cool, yeah, exactly. So that's a cool little evolution you see in Sonic from, you know, the first movie. Like he starts to grow up a little bit, you know.
That's cool.
And then when the whole Knuckles thing happens, they have some cool fight scenes and everything. And there's a lot of like little. So that's another thing too. Robotnik has a follower from the first movie, right? When Robotnik gets teleported away, like his follower dude is like, oh, Robotnik, no, you know? And then he starts a coffee shop because that was Robotnik's thing. He loves this guy's, the way he makes his lattes, you know? So this guy opens a coffee shop called the Mean Bean.
Oh, that's awesome!
Right? Robotnik the Mean Bean Machine? That was dope to see that. So anyone just...
That's a
you
nice
know,
reference.
People like, you know, from back in the day will get that reference, right? So that was cool to see. Other cool references I saw, the Labyrinth Zone. You know Sonic 1, the Labyrinth of the Water?
Yep.
They totally remake that in the movie, which is awesome. The way the tiles are all on the walls and everything. A little bit of water here and there, too. And then it's an actual labyrinth. They kind of zoom out from the whole stage. It's literally like a maze.
That's really cool.
So that was cool to see. And then Sonic hates water. That's established in the beginning of the movie because they're in a boat. He falls in. I can't swim. So that's a thing that I think is from Sonic X.
Just like the game. He like just sinks to the
bottom.
But
yeah, Sonic also never swims in any of the games, right? So that's a thing for Sonic. He can't swim, right? So that's a thing that happens. So when they get to this labyrinth zone and they find the Chaos and the Master Emerald, right? Robotnik takes it. Knuckles like, oh, shit. You know, so that's the whole thing we know that happens, right? And then the whole thing starts to collapse on them, and then Knuckles gets stuck underneath a pillar. He's underwater. He needs help. So Sonic mans up, goes into the water, frees him, and saves him from the pillar, right? But then he can't swim. Oh, yeah. Also, while he's getting the pillar off of Knuckles, he's running out of breath. A bubble pops up.
just like the game. It's perfect.
He absorbs the bubble for air for that little extra moment to kind of rescue Knuckles. So that was a cool reference too, like seeing that.
I like that. They're really digging into the game.
Yeah, yeah. They do that a few times too. I'm pretty sure there's other little things that I probably miss here and there that maybe from other games people might recognize. But those are the things I definitely caught right away. And then after he frees Knuckles and then he can't swim, he can't get back, he's drowning and shit, and Knuckles come back and frees him. And then Sonic's like, why'd you save me? Like, I thought you hated me. Well, Knuckles like, well, you saved me first. So I figured I had to return the favor. And they kind of become friends from there, right? And they become cool from there. And then, you know, the whole thing from Sonic and Knuckles teaming up with Tails and all that and finding Robotnik. So Robotnik gets the Emerald, right? Uh-huh. And the legend says, this is what they discover, like, going through the labyrinth and all that, that the Emerald was, like, the Echidnas, Knuckles' race, made the Chaos Emerald based off all these other emeralds. So 7 emeralds came together to make the one Master Emerald. But whoever wields it, or like at least the last Echidna to wield it, kind of went crazy and mad. And so that's why Longclaw came over, took the Master Emerald so no one can use it and go crazy, and went to go hide it. So that's how they had to tie all that whole thing back in there. Okay. I was like, okay, that's cool. The whole Echidna, though, going crazy from the Emerald, though, might be a hint to the comics. There's a whole Knuckles series that happens in the comics where there's this guy named Enerjack who, I guess, gets corrupted by an emerald somehow. I don't know the whole story, but I remember that thing being a story, and I remember Enerjack being a name. And then the creator of that series from the Archie comics, the writer of that story, was like on Twitter, that's my story. Is that my character that they just like showed right now? Like, it's just literally like 2 seconds of them explaining that. But he like saw it, and I even noticed it too. So maybe a reference to the comics? I don't know. We'll see if they do anything with that. There's supposed to be a Knuckles side story series, like a TV series, pretty soon. Maybe we'll dig more into that.
A Knuckles TV series.
Yeah, so maybe that might have something to do with it. I don't know, but that'll be cool. But yeah, so that whole thing happens. Robotnik gets the Emerald, and they also said, like, when you have the Emerald, your thoughts can become creation in another way, right? Oh. So when Robotnik gets the Emerald, he makes the big-ass robot from Sonic 2.
With his mind.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't construct it?
Get constructed from all the material around him, though. There's all these tanks that roll up on Robotnik because they're going to capture him for doing everything from the last movie. Based off him having the Emerald power, he absorbs all the tanks, metal, all the things around it, and it forms into that big robot.
I love that robot from Sonic 2.
Yeah.
It's such a hard battle, but it's so rewarding when you beat it.
So I'm not sure, though, if I like how it was created. Because, you know, Robotnik, he's a tech genius, right? He can make shit from whatever. So I was hoping that he had that made already, couldn't power it, and then used the Emerald to power it, which is the thing he always does. But no, this is something that he created with the Emerald absorbed in him. And so he had power.
Did he at least pilot it, or did he?
Yes, he also piloted. He was in the machine.
He got inside.
He was actually his maneuvers, maneuver the robot. So that was cool to see. And then they finally sneak their way in. Knuckles sneaks his way inside there with Tails. And Tails has all types of cool gadgets throughout the whole movie too, by the way, too. So him, Tails, and Knuckles together, get inside the robot and give Knuckles just one big punch against Robotnik, face to face right there, and knocks the Emerald out of him.
Jeez.
So that was cool. Emerald gets loose. Shall I go on? Do you want to guess what happens from there?
The Emerald gets loose.
Yeah.
The whole thing comes falling bound back.
It actually doesn't. It still stays. Yeah, and then Robot is like auxiliary power, so he can still power it, just not as strong anymore, right? But now the Emerald, Master Emerald, is free, right? It breaks.
Into 7?
There's 7
Shut
Emeralds.
Up.
Yeah. And then guess who gets it?
Knuckles and Sonic?
No, just Sonic.
Does he turn to Super Sonic finally?
Yes.
Oh,
it happens. It was cool. I liked it. It was awesome. What was cool, though, was like Sonic grabbed the emeralds. He's like, fuck it, I don't know what to do with these, right? And then like his life was threatened. He was about to die because Robotnik's in the monster. He can still control it, right? So he's about to squash him. And then like right when they get squashed, like, he finally forms the power and fucking Super Sonic right there. It was dope. It reminded me of Smash Super Sonic. He's just flying around. Yeah. And he just fucks up the robot really quick, exposes Robotnik, and then destroys the... Yeah, it was cool. It was dope. And then he releases the power afterwards, right? And then I think that when he released the gems, Knuckles actually recovered all of them and reformed them into one Master Emerald.
Just like that, he just kind of squished them together.
Yeah, and became one Master Emerald again. So I guess Knuckles has the power to do that shit now, right? And then Knuckles like, why'd you release the power? Like, you know, you were a god. Why'd you release it? And he was like, you know what? I feel like I'm not ready for that yet. I'm not mature enough to continue to wield it. So that's why I let it go. So Sonic was like, oh, okay, cool. You're growing up now, I guess, right? So that was kind of cool to see. But after that, Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles become like brotherly, and they pretty much become adopted by the human family. so now they're one big family.
They all move in with the one guy?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But the main guy was like happy for Sonic. Like, yeah, Sonic, you finally have people like you that you can relate to and that you can play with now. Like, I'm happy for you. So now he has like an older brother, Knuckles, and a younger brother, Tails, now. So that's kind of the dynamic they kind of go with right there, yeah. So that's kind of the whole movie. It was good for what it's worth. The story, that's like as far as how it connects to like the video game,
a lot apparently.
A lot of good connections there, yeah. There's some weird shit that's kind of happening, but they're kind of rolling it in the right direction, you know.
Any hints for a third one?
They already announced the third movie, right? Damn. All right, do you want the end credit scene?
That's what I was asking for.
So my hopes, and the T and I talked about it before. It's like, okay, what are the possibilities here? Mecha Sonic. We'll love to see Mecha Sonic, right? Robotnik makes a Mecha Sonic or something to fight Sonic, right? That'd be dope. Other thing that would be cool is maybe hinting toward showing Amy Rose, oh, wow. Biggs the Cat, showing another world, and then we somehow get into that. And then I think Chaos is a big monster, right? And Sonic Adventures on the Dreamcast. There's this huge monster that like forms from the Chaos Emerald.
I didn't know that one.
That would have been a cool thing, right? What's his name? Shadow is another option, right?
Oh, Shadow. Silver, too.
Silver might be a thing, right? It introduces us to Biggs and Amy Rose. Then Silver might make more sense in that sense too, right?
They do have a lot of games to draw from.
Yeah, they have a lot. I was hoping to see Chaotix at the end or something. The crocodile and the bee, the chameleon. I would love to see them. They're cool. I like them. They have their own game, the Chaotix.
They got it.
On the 32X, right? Yeah, so they're original, legit character from the video game, right? Mm. Those would have been cool to see. Want to guess which one we saw in the end credits?
They show another character?
Yeah, we saw something. One of those things I mentioned was shown.
Amy.
And I'm not happy by the one they showed.
Oh, okay. You're not happy?
No.
Oh, man. The Chaos Emerald monster.
Shadow.
Oh.
No.
Really, Shadow?
I wouldn't mind Shadow a little later.
Yeah.
But I would have loved to see Mecha Sonic, like, before that.
I would like to... Yeah, are we talking about the Mecha Sonic from Sonic CD?
Any Mecha Sonic.
Any Mecha Sonic?
Any Mecha Sonic.
I would love to see Sonic CD, but
the
I think
CD
it's
one
probably,
is the coolest one, yeah, for sure.
I think it's too soon for time travel elements. Because Sonic CD is all about time travel.
Ah.
I think maybe, like, in
But we
four.
Did see... But we saw a Mecha Sonic in Sonic 2, and in Sonic 3, there was a Mecha Sonic.
What?
Yeah. You don't remember the Mecha Sonic battle before the big robot?
Yeah, in Sonic 2.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they could have done that one.
They should have been one.
Yeah, exactly.
It should have been a Mecha Sonic. And then there's the Sonic CD Mecha Sonic. And then there's a Sonic in... isn't there a Mecha Sonic in Sonic 3?
Yeah, there is.
I vaguely remember that one. I only remember from Part 2 and Sonic CD. And the Sonic CD one is badass. You got the whole highway... You guys are racing on, like, it's just one big race. You guys aren't even fighting
each other. So that would have been cool to see. Any of that would have been cool. No, we got fucking Chaos. Apparently, he's been buried underground for like 50 years.
Oh my god.
So he's some. But I think Shadow has something to do with Robotnik. So Jim Carrey said he might retire, so we may not get into Robotnik in the future.
So he'll just replace
him. This kind of makes sense to not have Robotnik in the next series. Not, you know, just. What's his name? Shadow. Shadow's his own standalone character now. So it makes sense in that sense, but I'm not happy with it. But I guess we'll see what happens and what they do with it. But yeah, but like overall for the movie, good. I like it. I mean, I feel like so much ways it could be better, and the humans in this kind of get in the way in that. But it's good for what it is, definitely. Definitely a watch. If you're a Sonic fan, definitely watch it. A lot of cool moments to see and just references to what you might already know and what you might expect. Any questions?
No, you answered all my questions.
Yeah.
I know everything I want to know about this movie now.
But the Archie comic references, man, I'm just hoping that's an actual thing we'll get in the future. So that's just my hope in that.
I like that it takes just from those two video games.
Yeah, it does a pretty good job taking from those for sure. And those little references.
Even Tails' backstory in this is pretty similar.
Oh, and Tails gets the red helicopter.
Yeah, from Part 2
The airplane, yeah.
I love that airplane.
Yeah, so that like he didn't like just didn't have it. It was just... It was in the sky at one point that you show a couple times, and so I guess eventually he went ahead and grabbed it and flew in with it. Yeah, so it was cool.
Yeah, and Sonic 2, his appearance is explained as he's just a big fan of Sonic that just started following him around.
Oh, okay. In that case, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Actually, I don't really know the origin for Tails. I didn't think about that. But that makes sense in the movie then, yeah.
Because he sees him on TV, he's like, this guy's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know his origin in the comics, but that's what it is in the game. Mm-hmm. It specifically says that in the manual.
Yeah.
Remember manuals?
That's right,
in
yeah,
games?
I remember manuals.
Jeez.
Now you gotta download them sometimes.
Yeah, they got like a QR code, or you get like a slip of paper.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Damn. All right, but that's my Sonic 2 review.
Seems like a good movie. I have to watch the first one.
Yeah, I'll give you the first one. I know I have it over here on Blu-ray, I'm pretty sure, so I'll go look at that.
I'm up.
All right, want to go tag Tien?
Yes, I will. I'll be back.
I told him that he was that we're done. I think he's coming right now.
Okay, good. That was awesome. All right, I'm leaving. Grab my telephone.
Oh. wrong button here. So you want to hear the spoilers for Sonic 2?
Shut up. Jeez.
But you know what? I'll tell you this though. Pretty good. Just like the first movie was pretty good, this one's pretty good too. Really good too. There's still like parts about it that are like, ah, come on, you know? And the human stuff getting in the way and all that. So there's still that. Overall, story pretty good. If you want a quick little review summary of my opinion on it.
All right. Jumping into Moon Knight now. Episode 3.
And 2.
Oh, yeah. Shit, we got to do
a double review.
Yeah,
2, yeah.
I feel like episode 2 is right away a big turn up in the series. Every episode seems to be getting better and better, more interesting every time. So.
Yeah, so that first one, I remember I was feeling it, right? I was like, I don't know how I feel about it, right? After the second one, shit made sense. I was like, oh, okay, I get this character. I'm in now, right?
Yeah.
So we learned about Mark, what's his name? Spectre?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he has a wife. The fucking whole personality doesn't even know what the other personality is doing, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty insane. I like the fact that they introduced him not just having a girlfriend or like a partner. He actually had a straight up wife.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
And then apparently she couldn't find him forever. So somehow, what was it? Steven locked fucking Mark down so hard that he couldn't even get in contact with anyone anymore. So no one knew what happened to him. But then we also learned that he got his power from this Egyptian god, right?
Yeah, Khonshu.
Yeah, from Khonshu.
My boy Khonshu.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just pretty crazy. They did a good job of like splitting it up and really. Now you finally get to see in episode 2 that they're who in the comics the main personality is Mark Spector. So it's pretty dope, like getting to see how he sees things and like how he's like just really the kind of take care of business type of motherfucker.
Yeah.
Also, the second episode was directed by my horror directors. I really like.
Oh yeah.
This is finally their big break. Jason Benson and Aaron Moorhead. Yeah, they're the guys who did that Endless movie I'm always talking about. They did a great job. It was like scary, but still kind of funny when he was running from Khonshu. That shit was tight.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was tight. It was tight.
Okay, so freaking Mark gets the armor that we all know and seen, right? But when Steven uses the power, he gets this suit, like a tuxedo. What's that about? Is that like a thing from the comics at all?
Yeah, basically, so it's different in the comics. They changed it up. I like how they changed it up, too, because it doesn't feel like they betrayed the comics, but it's different. So in the comics, that's actually a whole nother personality is the Mr. Knight, you know?
Mr. Knight is what he's called.
Yeah,
huh?
He's called Mr. Knight with a K, obviously, you know? And,
that's funny.
Yeah, and he's just like a whole, he's something totally different, and he's more like the detective, smart version of Moon Knight. He likes like,
which is Steven as well, as we saw in episode 3.
Yeah, Steven still feels more like it, like almost like just book smart, but this one's supposed to be like street, like, you know, he's like Batman almost, like,
okay.
But without the fighting part, like, you know, he just likes to, he's like Kurama, like if he fights you, he's gonna fucking figure out some complicated way to like fuck your shit up, you know, like
so
but I like how they did it. Maybe you're right, maybe they will slowly grow Steven Grant so that's what Mr. Knight is, you know, like basically like a really smart version of Moon Knight that doesn't have to fight as much, you know,
right? Yeah. But I thought that was interesting that he can call on the power, but he gets a different freaking suit. Like, I thought that was an interesting concept right there.
Totally different from the comics, but I love it.
Okay.
Good job.
That's
very
different
cool
from the comics. Okay, good to know.
Yeah,
then.
Like I said, Mr. Knight's a whole different personality in the comics. Like, Steven Grant, Mark Spector, Moon Knight, which Moon Knight and Steven and Mark Spector are kind of the same guy.
Yeah.
But then Mr. Knight's like a fourth personality. There's another motherfucker called Jake Lockley, which I think in episode 3 they're kind of hinting that motherfucker is involved.
Yeah, because apparently there's a third personality that we didn't see. He blacks out for a second, shit happens, and they're both like blaming each other. Like Mark's like, Steven, what'd you do? He's like, what did you do? I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh shit, there's a third personality, we don't know.
Yeah, so man, it's gotta be Jake.
That was cool.
It's gotta be Jake Lockley. Which also, if by that rule, if there's another personality, will Moon Knight look different?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering fucking too. Puts yeah.
That's pretty crazy. That's a crazy idea. I don't know, man. Like, maybe he will.
Maybe. So what's going on with this villain, dude?
I don't know. The reason
who is he? I don't know.
He's not really anybody. I mean, he is a villain in the comics. There's an Arthur Harrow. He's a mad scientist that like is kind of into some weird religious shit too. But he's only ever in 2 issues of Moon Knight ever.
Okay.
And I don't think he ever shows up in Marvel Comics again. So he's like super minor. And he has no Egyptian god connection.
Yeah, and this one, he has a connection. He was the previous Moon Knight, apparently.
Which is crazy, because actually, if you look up Mark Spector, he does kind of look like Ethan. I feel like he looks more like Ethan Hawke than he does like, what's his name? Oscar Isaacs.
Okay, yeah.
If you look him up, like, and just look at a picture of the cartoon, like the original version of him.
Right, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, that's kind of a cool little head nod, you know? Cause,
yeah.
But yeah, he's the original Moon Knight in this, which that's pretty crazy-ass idea. Like I said, totally different character than the actual villain.
Yeah.
He's kind of like a mixture of a few things.
I'm wondering, since you mentioned he's only like in 2 issues in the past, like very minor character, what if he is not the big bad and maybe something happens to him later on and we get an actual true villain like in the last like couple episodes or something?
Could be that.
Would they waste Ethan Hawke like that? Or
no, I feel like Ethan Hawke might actually end up being a villain. He might transform into a villain we do know.
Okay. Like, I can see that.
Yeah, so I don't know which one or like how they would pull that off, but that could be a thing.
And then what's the relationship between Khonshu and Mark Spector and Stephen Grant like throughout the comics? Is this very similar or is this like a new concept they're going with
in here? In the comics, it's complicated because they're not sure. Like, Khonshu's kind of a dick comics,
so far too.
But more of a dick because
because
they're not sure if he... Well, they kind of imply it in the show too. They're not sure whether Mark Spector already had this problem or Khonshu caused this problem on purpose.
Yeah, and that kind of came up in the third episode.
Yeah, that did come up, so I guess it's kind of the same. But yeah, that's always a question in the comic. Did he fuck him over? Did he make him like this? Or was he just like already like this? And if he was, did he pick him because he was like this? This is easier to control his mind, you know?
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting, yeah. I also like how there's like a whole council of other Egyptian gods that have, you know, kind of possessed human avatars.
Well, you know, before we talk about that, something else that they kind of clear up in episode 2, which you kind of think in episode 1, it's a big thing in the comics as to whether Moon Knight really has powers.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Whether this whole Khonshu thing is really happening or not.
Right.
And
because no one else can see him but him, right?
Yeah, and like the shit he does isn't really too superhuman, but sometimes it kind of is, but sometimes they're like, if you trained really hard, you might be able to do some of that shit. So some people are wondering if it's in his fucking mind and if he's imagining all of it. You know? And so that's how the superhero community kind of feels about him. They're like, they don't know whether this fool's like super crazy and doesn't have powers or super crazy and does have powers. You know, like they don't know. And so it's pretty great, interesting stuff. Like, and you kind of feel that in episode 1, but like episode 2 they cleared up. No. He does have powers, just no one else can see it. So people think he's crazy, but he's not crazy. Mm. But in the comics, he's fucking crazy.
Yeah, okay. So. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
So Khonshu may or may not be real in the comics.
And how about Khonshu's homies that don't like him, apparently?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know much about them. I think they're taken off of real Egyptian like lore, so I don't really know too much about that.
So nothing from the comics that's a thing that you remember?
I do know that he mentioned in episode 1 there was 9, but we've only seen 7.
Mm-hmm, true.
So I don't know what's up with that.
Okay. Yeah, so that was cool to kind of see there's a whole council of people. Apparently they can banish him, which they did actually, right?
Yeah, they did. Man, he did not fucking do too well in that fucking meeting, huh?
No.
It's funny because they were like, I feel like he told Oscar Isaacs, like, yeah, just play it cool, you know, be chill, and, you know, we'll just talk to the council and bring up some shit. And the fool came in and started yelling right away and fucking get all mad.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, bro, I thought you told him to calm down, you know? Like, this is crazy. It was crazy.
So now that Khonshu's like stoned.
Stoned.
Does he still have the powers right now? I don't remember.
You know, I would imagine no, because it looked like he was weakening as they were sealing him away.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that no, he probably doesn't have the powers.
Interesting. All right, so yeah, kind of interesting where the story is going. Crazy thing so far is that there's been no references to other Marvel shit at all. So that's kind of different.
The only Marvel shit that I feel like should be referenced here,
like MCU stuff.
Yeah, the only MCU thing that should even apply to this, though, right now, is Doctor Strange. Because this is his fucking territory. All this magical gods and other dimension bullshit.
Oh, yeah, the fact that Khonshu, like, kind of reverse space.
Yeah, I think, yeah, right? he reversed the sky to make it look like a sky from a certain time period or whatever. Yeah. Yeah,
and like,
man.
And apparently everyone was able to see it, too, because everyone that was around could see, like, all this shit happening. Yeah.
Yeah. So was this an illusion, or did he really move space?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or move Earth, I don't know. They mentioned Madripoor.
Madripoor.
Yeah, they did. What was that again? That's the city from Falcon and Winter Soldier, that fucked up city, where all the shady people live.
So finally, a reference.
And in the comics, that's a big mutant haven where mutants kind of hide out and shit. Like, yeah, this Wolverine's ticket spot. He loves that place. He always likes to get in fights there.
Interesting.
Yeah, man.
So finally, some type of a reference that I miss. But other than that, there has been no references, so this kind of makes you feel like it's a whole separate thing right now.
But my question, dude, where the fuck is Doctor Strange at? This is exactly the type of shit he's bragging to Iron Man about, that he stops
from
happening.
Where's Wong? He's the one in charge
right now. Oh, that's actually true. Yeah, that's true. Yes, some magical motherfucker should be getting in like, yo, what the fuck is going on down here? You know what I mean? Like, what's going on? Like,
yeah. What'd you do with the stars, man? Like, yeah.
I guess maybe it's the same, whatever reason, which we don't clearly have yet. It might be the same reason no one did anything about Wanda, I'm guessing. Because no one did anything about Wanda.
Yeah.
The fuck, man?
Maybe because Wong. It's Wong. Wong's fucking up, man.
Yeah. Yes, anyway.
Because now he's Sorcerer Supreme, so maybe that's why he didn't show up right away, because Wong was off fucking around with Abomination over there or something, probably.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know, I guess we'll find out what's going on that with next month, right?
All
right, anything else to say about this episode, though?
Episode 3 now, right?
Yeah, episode 3 now, which we had kind of already talked about.
We talked a little bit about it. The other thing was, like, the fight scene in episode 2 was really good.
Yeah, fight scenes have been pretty good so far, yeah.
In general, like in episode 3, you really get to see more of the fighting because a lot of it gets blacked out.
Yeah.
I like the whole using the mirrors as him having to see fucking his other personalities and stuff. But what else?
Oh, yeah, and Moon Knight obviously has some type of power because he's getting speared. Fucking speared like 5 times by those guys on the horses and all that. And he fucking lived through all that shit.
And he was cool when they drove away.
Yeah, so he definitely has some powers of some type then.
You know, actually, Khonshu does say something about it. He's like, you really think you could survive without my protection or whatever? Like, he did say something about that in episode 2. So, like, it was implied. Because his powers are magical. What else was I going to say about this one? The character is actually supposed to be the character he was fighting. The guy was riding the horse, the thief.
Who's this guy? That's right.
He's actually his name is Midnight Man or something like that.
Hmm.
And yeah, he's a counter to Moon Knight. He wears all black and shit. And that motherfucker, he's just a thief. He steals shit at night. That's his thing. And Moon Knight foils him, you know, because he don't play that shit. Anybody who fucks around at night under the moonlight, fuck that shit. You don't play.
Sailor Moon.
But the actor did pass away just down January. So,
no way.
Yeah, so we may not ever get that. Or maybe they'll just repurpose it and use Midnight Man for something else. Or maybe. You know, or they'll just not touch him. One of the two.
Right.
Sad stuff. Otherwise, I think that was about it. I mean, he lost his powers at the end. Khonshu has been sealed away. And I assume that means he has no powers because he was weakening as he was being sealed away. I don't know what else.
How about the wife? Is she like a important character in the comics?
They made her up for the show. However, she's like a combination of a couple of different characters. Mm-hmm. Like his ex-wife and his partner, I think, are blended together to make this character.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So. All right. Yeah. But I'm actually liking it now. It seems interesting now. So I'm just kind of waiting to see how this is going to connect to the rest of the MCU now. How many episodes are in this one?
6.
Fuck. So we're like halfway done already, huh?
Yeah, we are. My only thing that I think could have made this better, because I think it's a really good show. It's probably one of the best Marvel shows. It really makes me feel like Iron Man. I get what he was saying when he tried to make his own Iron Man.
I see. That.
Yeah, but you know, this is my only complaint or a suggestion. You know, maybe to Marvel is if they would just put episode 1 and 2 out together.
Yeah,
it would have been way better. Like, because people didn't know what to go off of right away from episode one. You know, for me, I'm like, I'm patient because I know what the fuck is gonna happen, kind of like, or at least semi what's happening. You know, but for people that didn't know what the fuck is going on, they're just like, what?
Yeah.
You know, like, what the fuck?
Reason resubscribe. Thank you, man.
Hey, good looking out, Reason.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So I got nothing else to say about this Moon Knight yet, but looking pretty good. I'm actually liking it now. I was kind of on the fence before, but last two episodes, I kind of made up for that first episode. And it helps make the first episode make more sense now, too, so that's cool.
Yeah, I feel like the first two episodes could have been like a movie, because it's like in 25 minutes and then like an hour episode.
Yeah, that's right,
The first two episodes could have been a movie.
Even the last movie was like 40 minutes or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was kind of long. I was like, that's dope. I like it.
Yeah, so that's cool.
All right.
Anything else?
No, let me just text Wag.
All right, we're done with the Moon Knight stuff. Yeah, thanks again, Reason.
I'll just go get him real quick.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'll jump into news.
Yeah.
Okay!
This is the news.
The
news.
Yeah!
News.
What? Let's get it!
All right.
All right, we're back with some news.
Do you have a lot? Do you want me to kick us off?
I don't have a lot.
All right, I'll kick us off. So, first thing, Falcon and Winter Soldier has had their blood restored. For anyone that wasn't paying attention, they took the bloody scenes, some of the bloody scenes out of Falcon and Winter Soldier. But now they put it back through everyone's bitching. Like, they said it was a mistake when it happened because everyone automatically complained right away about it. So it was all over Disney's website. And they said it was a mistake. For like an edited version, I guess they were working on for like some other, for like, you know, for the new
restrictions. I think we did talk about this.
Yeah, we did. But what we didn't talk about is that now they've actually put it back.
They put it back? The edited version?
Yeah, the unedited.
Oh, the blood.
They put the unedited version back in. Yeah. Yeah, so cool. Finally did what they're supposed to do.
All right, cool. Did you hear about that, Will?
I didn't even hear about the edited version.
Yeah, they took some bloody scenes out and everyone was like, what the fuck? Like, but yeah, they said it was a mistake. So.
I think it's their way. I think they're making like, because when they added the Disney Plus, Marvel stuff from the Netflix series, which is on Disney Plus now, by the way.
Yes, I saw that.
Because they're so like adult content, and they put a parental lock
password restriction.
Yeah, password restriction like area now, so you can't access some of those things now. I think that what they're doing here is making an edited version. So if you don't have the parental locks, you know, if they're locked up right now, then all you're getting is edited version. But
so
if
you think they'll do
lock, then you get all the blood and everything.
So they'll do like two versions to watch.
Yeah, okay. I feel like that might be something they might be working on. That's my thought.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, so that's pretty interesting. I was like, what the hell, man? Yeah. What other thing, real quick, did I want to bring up? Jim Carrey, man. Did you hear he's retiring?
Yeah, we're just talking about that during our review.
So. That's lame, man.
He also says like he wants to be Fat Robotnik. Like, I want Fat Robotnik back, but you know, we didn't get a Fat Robotnik in the recent movie. So like that, hopefully a third movie, but he's retiring, so he's not gonna be in the third movie.
Hopefully he'll do what most actors and directors do when they say that shit and loophole it and be like, well, I'm not gonna do anything new, you know, and they'll like do another sequel to something.
Based off the ending of the last Sonic movie though, there's reasons for him not needing to be there. So if he's retired, like they kind of made a path for them to go somewhere else where they don't need him right now.
I mean, they do have a lot of villains they can do.
True. Yeah. So actually, there are a lot of other villains they could do. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, if he comes back, though, it would be cool to put him in a fat suit and make him the Fat Robotnik.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be.
Okay.
Makes me kind of sad, though. I was telling Anthony, I thought he was retired, and I was surprised to even see him in Sonic.
What did he do before Sonic? Do you know?
It's been a while.
Yeah, I can't remember, but he's into like sporadic things here and there.
I remember him in Kick-Ass 2.
I was about to say, like, the last thing I saw him in was Kick-Ass.
That was a while.
He was in Kick-Ass 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the army guy.
Yeah.
The crazy, with the German Shepherd. And he's in the...
I haven't seen the second one, but I've seen like the trailers for it and all that. I remember him being in there.
I didn't recognize him. He looked so different.
Yeah, exactly, right? He was in an episode of The Office for a moment.
Oh, yeah.
That's about it.
Sporadic and like, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. What else do we need to talk about real quick?
E3 is dead.
What?
Do we not talk about
that? Well, we talk about how like people have been dropping out, and then just recently the ESA announced that they're not doing an E3 this year.
Damn, because they got no guests.
Yeah, I think all the companies that do games, like that go to E3 to show off their games, are all offering their own events now, their own online
their
things.
Own
yeah,
events.
Just like the streaming wars now, it's they got the promo wars too. You know, whatever pre events and things like that.
I don't have to follow so many shows for news. It's
you could blame Marvel for that, because ever since Marvel did that, everyone's like. They canceled all the big events. Remember, because before, everybody used to do all their thing in one big event.
Yep.
Ever since Marvel, nobody wants to do it in a big event anymore. Everyone wants to do their own thing.
Like. Also, Nintendo was kind of the first one to kind of branch off and do their own shit with
their
Directs.
They did it first? Yeah. Oh, you know what? They did do it
Nintendo
before
Directs,
Marvel. Yeah. Disney, yeah, Nintendo.
Well, I'm not sure if they did it before Marvel or not.
No, I think they did, actually, because Nintendo Direct's been around for a while.
Yeah, but as far as E3 goes, like I think Nintendo was like one of the first to kind of branch away from E3 to do their own stuff. And I think everyone's been kind of seeing that and catching on, and now they're all doing their own events, and they don't even need E3 anymore.
Yeah, is this the end of E3?
It might be, yeah. Unless they revamp somehow. The argument I've been hearing a lot, too, is like, this is fine because E3 originally was for businesses only. And
yeah, it wasn't for the public.
Yeah,
it wasn't for
consumers at all.
It became a consumer thing because they realized they could make money off of
it. Yeah, and that's when it starts to fall apart. So, you know, they can either like restructure themselves and be what they used to be or just die.
Just be what they used to be. It serves more sense. Like, stop trying to make money off of something it was never supposed to be.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Other piece of news real quick.
Reason asked too if we tried Elden Ring yet.
Yeah.
Or are we just like, fuck that?
I'm going to say fuck that because I just don't have the time for that, man. Because if it sounds like it's better than Diablo 2. And if anyone has ever followed this podcast or knows me at all, I had a big problem with Diablo 2 and not being able to stop playing. So I don't think I need to get into a game that's better than that. I won't have time to do anything. You won't get any more unfocused. You won't get, you know?
I don't do single player games all the time, so I'm not gonna get on Elden Ring. I'm good.
I mean, it's not really single player. You can team up with other people, you know.
Can you? I thought it was a single player game.
Isn't it online? Can't
it's
you?
It's online. You can be attacked by other people.
No,
you can't team up with them. You can't.
I think you can team.
You
up.
Can build parties. Yeah.
You can do parties and all that.
I'm not too sure.
Still not gonna play it though.
Still not gonna play. Yeah.
I got really stuck on Final Fantasy XI and Star Wars. What was it? The online Star Wars game.
Those are the older Republic.
Yeah, those two. I had no life because of those two games for a while.
Yeah, see, I'm not trying to do that again.
Too old for that shit.
All right.
Yeah.
Diplomats been to E3 said back in the day and it was packed.
Yeah.
It could still be packed today, but like when you get there, like you kind of underwhelmed is what I hear now, mm-hmm. compared to what it used to be.
Yeah. Joe Casey, the creator of America Chavez, who Ooh. Will soon be premiering her. It's her first time in Doctor Strange
right.
2, Multiverse
yeah.
of Madness, in like 3 weeks, I think.
Yep.
Her comic book creator, where you know where she came from, says he was barely offered anything. The word was used, a pittance, for how much they're going to make off of that movie and that character. And so he's really pissed that Marvel's not really giving him. He didn't even take what they offered him, I guess, because it was so little.
Damn.
I'm like, damn, that's fucked up.
$1 million is nothing.
All right. Well, they've been offering them generally, I think it's been $10,000 or maybe like something like that, yeah. which, I mean, it sounds like a lot, but think about how much money.
Commoners.
Yeah, but if you think about how much money Marvel's about to make off that character, that's like literally nothing. Yeah. It's like they're about to make billions of dollars off of that character, like, and then maybe if she spins off into something else, they're gonna make even more money off her. So that is kind of fucked up, man. So right. I at least get him with a good 50k, you know, 60. He made the damn character.
It depends on the contract he signed too.
No, it is, yeah, but Marvel realizes that contract's bullshit, or they wouldn't be offering them anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because technically, they don't have to offer them anything. But, you know, because it's in the contract, like you said. It's theirs. But the thing is that Marvel knows it's bullshit, so they offer them money. But
it's nice of them.
Yeah, but apparently this guy didn't see it that way. He's like, wow, no, fuck you guys. You're going to make millions off my character. Give me more than that. I see both sides, because Marvel's also the ones. This current Marvel is not the ones who made those contracts. So I see both sides of the argument. It just sucks for the creator, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all. That's all I got to say about it. This is an ongoing problem. Yeah. Some people are cool with it, like Joseph Starlin, the guy who made Thanos in Infinity War. I feel like he was paid off pretty good because he doesn't complain or anything. He's pretty happy to be part of it. And a few other people, too. Like I can't remember off the top of my head, but there's a few other creators of it that, like, they're pretty happy that their shit's big and they're, like, involved in it and they, like, have a good time about it. I'm, like, wondering if they're getting paid more or if they're just happy to get money for it.
Yeah, but, like, what's the deal with that? Like, are they getting paid differently?
I mean, they're, like, not really saying.
Or maybe they're just happy with just being involved and getting something where this bro's like, no, like, you guys are way too big. I deserve way more than this. And maybe it's the same shit that everyone else is getting. I don't know.
Hard to say.
There could be that, too, where this person's just, like.
Greedy.
Yeah, just yeah. expecting more.
Yeah, hard to say. Hard to say.
Yeah.
All right, AJ, got some news for us.
There's this game. I'm not sure if you heard about it. It's like it's a Square Enix game with like these Disney characters in it.
No.
Yeah,
move on.
Yeah. Apparently, there's a part 4 coming out. I'm not sure if anyone's interested in this.
It's, yeah.
It's Kingdom Hearts, I believe is what it's called. There's a surprise trailer that dropped over the weekend.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts 4 is real. There's a trailer which what even looks like a little bit of gameplay. In
yeah.
there. I was surprised to see that.
Yeah, actually. Right? That was actually pretty cool. I did see the trailer. I wasn't expecting the gameplay when it happened. It's like, oh shit, gameplay? This is fucking real? So that was cool to see. I'm kind of scared about when is it going to come out though. Because the first two, it came out. And then 3 took fucking, what, 15 years to come out? And now we get dropped to the 4? So maybe they come in 2s. I don't know. Because we just got 3, like, what? Like, a year or two ago, maybe? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not that long ago.
Yeah, not that long ago. And they're already doing a 4? Like, what the heck? So, I don't know. Maybe they didn't give us a release date, so who knows when it's actually going to come out. Didn't they do the same thing for 3 as well? They showed us something and waited, like, 5 years before
yeah,
it
came
out? Yeah,
there was, like, a trailer of a battle.
Yeah.
Just like this one. But then it was, like, a good 5-6 years later.
Yeah, so we might not see Kingdom Hearts 4 for, like, another 5 years or something. Like, I wouldn't be surprised.
I will say one thing that gives you a little bit hope for a little bit of hope for it to be sooner than that is because we never really get gameplay on first look, but we actually got gameplay this time, so maybe it'll be 3 years and not 5.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Other thing that people are talking about too is like, okay, now that Kingdom Hearts 4 is announced, and now that the whole Disney and Marvel thing has completely been done now, and it's official now, as opposed to Kingdom Hearts 3 when that came out, that wasn't all finalized yet. So now will we get Marvel stuff in the new Kingdom Hearts? Is it going to be like a Marvel world?
Star Wars
world? That's the other one too, right? Are we going to get Star Wars in the next Kingdom Hearts now?
I'm kind of over Star Wars right now.
But in Kingdom Hearts though.
I really don't like that. I can't.
No?
You know, I was cool with Kingdom Hearts characters showing up when it was just straight up Disney cartoon things. But once they started doing like Pixar stuff and like. There was something else, Pirates of the Caribbean and stuff.
But that's
I was
still
like,
Disney.
No,
it's not the animated, yeah.
Yeah, like once they started going there, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. But
my favorite world in Kingdom Hearts 3 was Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
They did it so well, and it could have been its own game, that whole world.
Oh, wow, I like that.
Yeah, there was like a really deep like a mission that you could do with having your own pirate ship and navigating the seas.
Yeah.
It felt like its own game. It was good.
That's
cool. He's a fan of it. Yeah, I just don't like the whole concept of it. I feel like once you go away from the Disney, the cartoony feel, like, I mean, I feel like there's so many Final Fantasy worlds we should be exploring before doing like things like that, like Disney. I mean, like, Pixar and Marvel and like Star Wars. Like, can we do some more Final Fantasy shit? This is the whole thing was supposed to be Disney and Final Fantasy like blending. You know?
Yeah, I always wonder what about that because I always feel like it was so Disney centered. I felt like it was more of a Disney game, which is Final Fantasy characters like, oh, check you guys out. You guys are cool. Like, and that was it. I thought it was just a special guest characters. I never pictured it as a half Final Fantasy, half Disney thing.
That was
thought of it more Disney.
No, that's how they sold the very first one.
Is that how
like
they sold
Final
it?
Final Fantasy and Disney, Square Enix and Disney are coming together to blend their projects to make something new, you know?
You know, that's what was missing from 3. They really strayed away from the Final Fantasy characters. I don't think there wasn't any Cloud, there wasn't any Squall.
No.
Nobody.
Because 2 is the last one where like the final duel was all about Cloud and Sephiroth, and right?
Yeah, that was the last.
The final mix or whatever.
I loved 2. 3 is okay. After that long wait, I'm sorry to say that 3 was kind of a disappointment. I still enjoyed it, but I still like 2 a lot better.
Hmm. Yeah. And other thing I'm thinking about right now too is why we might get more Marvel stuff in it is because Square Enix has also been doing some of the Marvel games recently too, right?
They have, yeah.
So I feel like there's a more connection there where they already have assets they've made that they can probably easily just drop into this Kingdom Hearts game.
I wouldn't doubt that. I do doubt that Star Wars characters will show up because I think all the licenses taken for Star Wars video games to make Star Wars games. Because if you notice, it's been the same companies making Star Wars games for the past few years. So I'm pretty sure they have like an exclusive right to make Star Wars games.
Possible, yeah. That's probably a thing too.
Yeah.
So Marvel most likely. Don't know about Star Wars. We'll see. But yeah. I don't know. We'll see when the game actually comes out too.
Yeah. We'll
when
see.
Is that going to be?
Some other interesting news. You guys know that. That store, Spirit Halloween, you ever been there to get costumes and stuff like that?
I worked there for a little times. Bit.
Oh, you worked there for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a pretty cool store. You know, everybody knows, especially if you live in the Valley. I think there's only a couple in L.A., but it's mostly in the Valley.
Anytime a store closes, they're taking over. Like a hardware store closed, exactly. They took over. KB closed.
Spirit Halloween just appeared and fucking took over.
The IKEA at Burbank, that closed. It was Spirit of Halloween for like a good couple months.
Before you go into your news, do you guys want to trip out real bad right now?
What?
Do you remember our DSM at KB Toys?
Okay, yeah.
The lady, what's her name?
Oh, the lady.
The district manager. Not the Asian guy.
Oh, yeah.
But the lady.
I don't remember the lady.
I only remember the Asian guy.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys don't remember the lady?
No. What about her, though?
She's a DSM for Spirit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
That is weird.
Well, something interesting about Spirit Halloween, they are getting a movie.
What the fuck?
It's a horror movie. It's going to be a horror movie, and it's going to be inspired by Spirit Halloween. Guess what? It's got some real firepower behind it. Christopher Lloyd's going to be in it. Rachel Lee Cook's going to be in it. They actually have some real people in it. Jaden Smith is going to be in it. Marissa Reyes, Maria Gibbs, like got some real people in this. And
is it going to be like Scary Movie, like kind of a spoof comedy on Halloween stuff?
You know, it's going to be directed.
Or are they going to be serious with this and it's going to be like some haunted store type of shit?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. All I know is the script's going to be by Billy Bates, and it's going to be directed by David Poag. I'm going to have to look into these guys and see. I kind of feel like it's like one of their first runs. It says it's going to be a family kids horror adventure movie, so it's probably going to be like whack, I'm assuming. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. That's it's very interesting. I was like, damn, Spirit Halloween the movie. What the fuck? Fucking random.
You've seen Clue the movie. You've seen Battleship.
Right?
Now Spirit of Halloween.
Man, I can't believe they put Rihanna
this summer.
In that Battleship movie. Okay, so there's some really cool shit. I mean, this is from like 2 weeks ago, maybe even three. Maybe even four. But Sonic shoes, man. You know, we always famously talk shit about a lot of the Sonic shoes that they use, that they make in Spirit of Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
These ones are actually made for Sonic 2, the movie.
Yeah.
And they're not made, you know, unlike the Pumas or the Reeboks that we talked about in past years, these ones are made by Fila. And guess what? It's everything that me and AJ were bitching about for the past 3 or 4 years. These shoes actually look like Sonic shoes.
Yeah, not some Sonic themed shoe.
Or some things that has the same colors as his shoes.
Yeah, no, these are actually legit, like, looks like Sonic's actual shoes.
And
you got the red with the white big stripe down the middle.
I mean, should we be getting a check, AJ? I mean, was somebody, like, listening to our bitching?
Finally.
Maybe we're not the only ones that complained about it, but I'm like, man, we were very explicit. I believe it was a dick move, even. See, like, one of the shoes designs they had for Sonic. I'm like, how hard is it to give us the fucking Sonic shoes?
Yeah.
And bam.
Spot on.
Like, even like the knuckle shoes, like those are like so close but still kind of off.
Yeah, they're still off. Yeah. They're still just like
something that could easily just done.
Doesn't knuckle shoes look like it has like
a Lego on it?
Yeah.
Like it could have done like that. But these actually look pretty good as far as like Sonic shoes go. Like I don't like the color red, but like I feel like I would want to buy these just to wear them.
If I rocked enough red, I would get these.
Yeah.
They're super cool.
I would wear more blue if I had the head.
This is true. Yeah. This is right.
Oh,
maybe
yeah,
I can pull them
out.
Off then. Yeah.
Joe, maybe you could.
Yeah.
Let's get a red wristband or like, you know, something like that.
Damn, but then I'm going to need some white like tube socks that I just kind of like scrolled in, like, you know, kind of had that thickness sock around the.
And
I might need to buy some white gloves.
Yeah, some big ass gloves. Like,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
like three times the size of your hands.
Yeah, exactly.
It's important.
Yeah. How much? That's
gotta
the
spike
question.
My hair. I don't know. That's a good question.
It doesn't matter.
Kind of sold out.
It doesn't matter. I think they're sold out. Sorry. That's the only reason I almost didn't want to talk about this. But I'm sorry because we didn't get to do Unfocus last week. But they're so damn cool.
Yeah, they look pretty good. If I see them and they're a decent price, I might want to pick them up just as a collector piece.
I saw them my size, yeah, like you said, and they're not crazy expensive like the Ghostbuster shoes, which I really wanted the damn Ghostbuster shoes.
All right, what's doable? What's
80. I'm not willing to spend more than 80 or 90.
80.
That's 90's pushing it too.
Even I would pay
like
80.
80's, 80's kind of pushing it for me. Maybe no, I can't. 100, I don't feel like I could.
I'll tell you, I think 100 is my deal breaker because those Ghostbusters shoes, I really wanted those. They looked really cool, but they were 130, and I was like,
no,
nah, man.
But also think about like other shoes, like you know, like the shoes that people always buy, like the Jordans, the
$200, $300 shoes.
Yeah, so 80 sounds kind
of
low.
There's $1,000 pairs of shoes.
But I buy like Vans for like $60, man. Like 80 is like more than what I would normally pay.
And bro, I work so much. How often am I gonna get to wear those shoes?
True.
I'm like,
they're not like
you wear them to work and you feel fast.
I could probably wear them to work actually.
Some people do. Some people do wear like their cool clothes to work just to switch them out after the first 2 hours. I'm like, no, that's stupid. I'm not gonna do that. That's silly.
If I were to get them, I would be really torn as to whether or not I would want to wear them or keep them somewhere.
You have to get two pairs.
Yeah.
I would wear them like under special conditions, like maybe going to like a convention or something like that, or
the next
Sonic movie.
I thought you meant if you had a race.
If I had a race, no, 100%. I had a race, 100%. Dude, I used to have these Sonic shoes back, like you know, freaking from Payless, whatever, right? They had like a little Sonic logo on the side, like Sonic's face or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I swear, I ran faster in those shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in elementary.
Energy is everything, man. The belief, you know, everything.
I swear, I ran faster wearing those shoes.
Right. Okay. Real quick, sad piece of news. Gilbert Gottfried, the voice of who I always remember, Iago,
he
passed away.
He was also the voice of like a crane in Ninja Turtles cartoon show. Like,
really?
Yeah, the CGI Nickelodeon one.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, he actually voiced one of the cranes, which like, was like perfect.
And
Roseanne was the other one, actually.
Yeah. And the most legendary role, which I didn't even know, he was the Affleck.
Yes, I know exactly.
I didn't even know that, man. I knew that. Respect, Gilbert Gottfried. You were the shit.
Well, it's funny too. Like Carla and I were just talking about him, like just the other day, because she was like, "Is that really?" Because we heard his voice somewhere, something we were watching, and she's like, "Is that really his voice, or is that just an act he's been doing forever?" Like
that's how he talks.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's how he talks. Yeah, like I've heard him talk like at a lower voice before, but like
he still sounds like that.
He still sounds like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing. What did I see?
But that was crazy. Like we were just talking about him, and then this happened.
Yeah, poor guy. Too bad.
Yeah, he's apparently really cool. He was battling some illness for a few years, so that's kind of what did it from in the end, right?
That's too bad. I didn't know that either. All right. Other real quick piece of news. So apparently, I think we mentioned it. There's a 70s show sequel kind of in the works.
Yeah, I think it got brought up before.
Yeah, it's actually called That 90s Show.
Right? Oh, 90s, huh?
That 90s
Show. There now, okay.
And Topher Grace accidentally spoiled a little bit because he was asked questions, you know, on Twitter. And, you know, once you say some shit on Twitter. Yeah, I know, right? I could be in Venom, right? Now, you know, he accidentally, I don't know if it matters that much, but they asked him, oh, you know, you're going to be in that 90s show, the new show? And he's like, you know, I can't say too much. It's top secret. I will say I would love to come back as Eric for sure. I don't know if I'm going to be. He's like, but I will say that, you know, there's a whole new cast of kids to focus on. He's like, I'm glad that Red and what's her name? He basically name dropped the parents saying that they're coming back. You know, I feel like that's what he had like said basically by bringing that up the way he did, you know? And man, it was pretty crazy shit. I was like, oh shit, there's gonna be. I'm kind of down to watch this. Hopefully, it's good.
I've never seen that many that 70s shows episodes.
Really?
Yeah, like I seen it like once in a while. Like it was on TV. I was like, oh, I'll watch it. Oh, it's funny. But I never actually sat and like watched a lot of episodes and figured out the storyline and all the characters.
I feel like all of our friends loved it. So I thought.
Yeah. I know. You guys always bring it up all the time, and I'm never in those conversations. If you ever noticed,
I clearly didn't notice that. But yeah, so that 70s, that 90s show coming. Keep your eyes open for that, guys. AJ, you want to give us one?
Yeah, so in other news that AJ has found, actually, going back to Sonic the Hedgehog real quick, because that's a new story. You know how much money they fucking made?
How much?
I don't know, a lot, though. I was hoping you knew a number or something, because I don't remember. No, 71 million.
Jesus!
Over the three-day weekend. Or the last 3 days, whatever.
Damn, I gotta go watch it to keep the train flowing.
It's like close to being one of the most like the highest grossing video game movie.
Is he using his glowing power from Sonic Adventure?
Maybe, I don't know.
That'd be cool.
They kind of glow when they fucking power up. It gets to show that they are strong enough to fight each other and shit.
There's a movie in Sonic Adventure where like if he charged up and glowed like that, he could auto zoom to like a few places.
Oh. And oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was so dope. But yeah, he probably had it in Smash Brothers, I think, right?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, so, but yeah, it's freaking, he looks successful. I think they went beyond their expectations for the movie.
That's great. I'm happy. Yeah, that means we're definitely getting more.
US. That's only US, too. That's not even worldwide. Damn. That's just here, so that's pretty good. So, yeah, and then I think Sonic 3 was already confirmed, right? So.
Yeah, and a Sonic TV show.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's a thing. Also, too, in regards to that, I think one of the, was it the director for this movie? Was talking, and the director behind Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Jeff Fowler, said he would be interested in doing a Smash Brothers, like, you know, type of multiverse type of movie.
What?
Like, he's interested in doing that. Well, is it going to happen? Probably not. But we're getting the characters, right? We have Sonic. There's a Mario movie with Chris Pratt, right? Coming soon, right? Donkey Kong's supposed to be in that, too.
I feel like it would be really hard to pull that off. I mean, they could do it. Nintendo was down. Yeah, Mario movie, Donkey Kong movie.
Yeah, and then you get that little crossover right there. I mean, that'd be pretty cool. And, I mean, the story could be the Smash story, right? Like, I don't know, a Master Hand or something.
Just pulls them out, literally picks them up out of their
universes. Out of their universes and makes them fight or something. Yeah, like, I'm down. I feel like that could work.
Unless they go with the original Smash story where it's actually not really any of the Smash characters. They're toys.
They're all puppets, yeah.
Given the spirit of the characters, right? Yeah. Could do that way.
They could do that, too. I don't know, but, like, that'd be, like, a cool concept story that they could do, and it'd be fun just to have a collaboration of characters.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at that.
Yeah, like, it doesn't have to even have a true story that connects to all the other movies. It doesn't have to be that at all.
Right.
But it'd just be fun to see. But we'll see what happens.
All right.
That's the other one. Pokemon, right? Detective Pikachu? Yeah, see? There's already movies.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I really want more Detective Pikachu. I wonder when that, if they're going to make any more movies like that.
Supposedly, there's always rumors for it.
Yeah.
I don't know, though.
How much you got left?
I got, like, two more stories here.
Let me go again, then. Let's see. So, there is, as we talked about, Dungeons and Dragons movie on the horizon, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, not a movie. It's going to be a show.
TV show, that's right.
Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons show. But the very interesting thing about that is they have a really weird cast for this show. I believe it's going to be made by, I want to say the Game of Thrones writers. Who's it going to be written by? It's going to be written by, I want to say, someone who did a Marvel movie. I'm going to look into that right now. But I will say that
it's not going to be the people that did Stranger Things.
No, I'm not sure. I'm going to look into it. But the cool thing is, I do know Ricky Gervais is going to be in it. He's a comedian. Isn't he a British comedian?
Yeah, he did the original Office. He was
Yeah, that's right. That's him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ricky Gervais is going to be in it, one of the lead characters, which is very random and funny. And if anyone's ever seen his show that he has, what is it called? It's called Afterlife. It's actually kind of a sad comedy show about, like, you know, his
About that. I heard it was pretty good.
It's really good, but it's sad, but you will laugh too, but it's sad. But you know, cause like his wife has passed away and it's like just him trying to live without her and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But you know, there's like a lot of funny moments in there too. Don't get me wrong. It's really cool.
It's like Up.
Yeah. It's like a live action Up. If you ever wanted to get sadder and see something like that. Right.
Oh, no.
Right. But yeah, so, there's actually a famous dog that's been in a lot of things, and he is going to be in this Dungeons and Dragons show.
Really?
Yeah. The cool thing about this is that this dog is he was in what was he in recently?
That dog movie.
Oh, he's in Afterlife.
Oh, he is. Okay.
He's his dog that he gets after his wife passes.
Oh.
So, like, the dog actually has a working relationship with Ricky Gervais, which is funny. Like, you know, they've worked on other projects together before.
Yeah.
You know, and he's actually gonna have, you know, roles with Chris Pine and Michelle Rodriguez and all these characters.
Wow.
Yes, it's pretty interesting stuff. I was really hoping Wags was gonna be here because he's one of the only ones that knows anything about Dungeons and Dragons, and I want to know what Dungeons & Dragons character this dog could possibly be. I'm really hoping it's going to be this cool sorcerer-looking fucking character because this dog looks badass right here.
Right.
He's reading magic spell books and shit. There's this other guy that's like, I like his bottom right corner here with the white.
Well, I think the thing is,
it's like Dungeon a dog and, warrior or something, yeah, like that. Like maybe he's this guy, you know, I don't know.
The things about Dungeons and Dragons is that you create your own characters and stuff.
Right, but they have like archetypes and like famous things that come up all the time in them. Like Demigorgon, yeah, you know, like that's a thing, you know, that they use in, that's a real thing in Dungeons
but
and Dragons.
From what I understand with Dungeons and Dragons, you can always change the story. So like it could be like based off the Demigorgon, but like it's a different creature. Like you could do shit like that.
Right, of course. But yeah, I mean, knowing that this is going to be a show based but, off like, of the franchise of Dungeons and Dragons, they're probably going to use some staples that they that you know that are common in that game, I would imagine, because they want notoriety, they want to attract the fans. You can't make everything just this brand new original stuff.
Is there anything special about dogs in Dungeons and Dragons, or a dog? Is there any special
any archetypes or characters that you know about? Because there's pictures of certain ones, but
I'm not that super into D&D. I played a few campaigns already.
This guy doesn't look familiar at all. No,
from Dungeons and Doggies.
No, not familiar at all.
Okay. Well,
there's a famous hamster called Boo.
Really?
That can turn into a giant.
What the damn, maybe the dog's playing the hamster. That'd be some really good acting.
Fuck.
Anyway.
What the fuck?
Blew your mind right there.
You
kind
of did for a moment. I was like, what?
That's a weird command. Be a hamster. Be a hamster.
Yeah, yeah, man. You got to method acting.
Hamster like.
He's got to run the wheel for a while and like get in the mode. But anyway, yeah, so I don't know. If you're a fan of Dungeons & Dragons or you know what's going on, I would love if you guys would kind of like, I don't know, email us, tell some things about it, or like let us know like any things that you might know that this might be or think this might be. Yeah.
I would love it if you guys played D&D.
I love
it. Let's not get ahead. Maybe if someone finds out some information for us and sends us an email, I'll consider it. I'm actually not totally against trying out D&D. I'd try it out.
I think you'd enjoy it. You just gotta get into character. You have to like really.
Yeah, and it's a thing you gotta commit to because those games go on like people fucking they meet up every week to continue the same game.
Yeah, I mean I've done that for Monopoly and I didn't enjoy
that's
that.
That's true too.
Right? I didn't enjoy that, so let's try not to compare it too much to anything like that.
All right. Well, in other news, speaking of Dungeons and Dragons, I don't know, maybe kind of the metaverse. You guys know what the metaverse is, right?
Yeah, it doesn't exist yet, but it's going to, right?
Do you know what the metaverse is? That's a buzzword that's been going around. Everyone's, you know what I saw? What did I see today? Or not today, but recently. Like a laptop. It said like metaverse ready on it. How the fuck are you metaverse ready? You don't even know what the metaverse is yet.
Nobody even knows what it's going
to
be like.
No one even knows what it's going to be like, right? The theory, though, is that it's supposed to be like
The Matrix.
The Matrix, Second Life is, I guess, a metaverse because people that play Second Life and even the creators themselves have been like, we've already created the metaverse. It's Second Life. It's right here. Come join, you know?
Like, yeah, you know, Facebook, like it's kind of like Facebook, like having your own.
Facebook is the one supposedly going to actually give us the metaverse.
But it's in that same feel that, like, you know, you're going to have an avatar and that's you now.
Yeah, and
is it just like VR?
Yeah, and it's, I think because they had the whole VR thing that they bought too, right? So I guess the whole it's gonna be sort of online, pretty much. I guess.
Yeah, dot hack sign.
Dot hack sign. Yeah,
I'm good.
Exactly.
I'm good. I've seen too many anime where that doesn't work out. Yeah,
exactly. This is where everyone's gonna go. This is what everyone's gonna, people on Facebook. This is Facebook's doing this shit. So Facebook has
you're
in charge of your mom and shit.
You're actually
right?
Automatically gonna have an account if
exactly.
you have Facebook. So you're in it already.
Yeah.
Unless you delete your Facebook.
Yeah. Right.
Well, if you have any residual data, which you probably do, you're still gonna have a metaverse.
I just keep thinking about all those dot hack episodes where there's dudes in comas because of some shit that went down.
I was gonna say this never works out.
That's yeah, Sword Art. Right? That's Sword
no,
Art.
That's dot hack.
That is dot hack.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it was just
it's
one
both,
kid.
It's
right?
both of them.
Okay,
no,
yeah,
it becomes
so.
It becomes a bigger problem. Like,
oh, it does become a problem.
Yeah.
I'm not beyond that dot hack sign. So.
Oh man, I'll give you a rundown of the whole story one day. Actually, they finally made an anime that tells you the video game story, which happens after Dot Hack. So
yeah,
you could
yeah,
actually watch
that.
The anime now
without
and
playing the game.
Without playing the game, you lucky
like
bastard.
200 hours of gameplay you have to go
condense
through.
Into one.
All
fucking
right, it's like
season.
Four games. That's right.
Yeah, it's four games.
Technically, it's seven.
And then there's an anime game. There's another anime for those three games
right,
too
yeah.
now for the ones that come after.
Damn.
Which I do have the first one.
Well, all this is possibility coming soon. The world on Facebook, aka the metaverse.
The world.
That's what it was
called,
right?
Yeah. But the reason I bring this whole meta ship up is because Epic and Lego are teaming up. Now, when I heard this, like, oh, Epic and Lego, Epic Games, right? They Fortnite, right? They also have Rocket League, right? So I figured, oh, we're gonna get some cool Lego sets for Fortnite and Rocket League and whatever else Epic Game makes, right? No, they're actually collaborating to make some child safe space in the metaverse. That's what their announcement was recently.
Oh, God.
There's going to be children on the metaverse?
At least a safe place for them where they can, I guess play Legos? I don't know. I don't know what the Metaverse is. No one knows. How are you going to be able to interact with this shit? No one fucking knows yet. So, but apparently people are making shit in some way for it, and Epic and Lego are going to collab on some safe space for kids. Yeah. So look forward to that in the future.
Okay, other fun news. Kirby. The Pink Wonder.
Oh, that Kirby.
Yeah, that one. I know there's a bunch to choose from, but that's
the one. Like about the government teacher.
Not that one.
Did you have Mr. Kirby?
What?
No, I'm again. No.
From Grant?
Yeah. Honestly, you remember.
Yeah. But yeah, the Pink Wonder, guess what? He just won a Grammy.
Oh, yeah, I heard about it. What does that mean?
Oh, yeah, man. Kirby gets down. Now, technically.
Yeah, what's the technicals on it?
Technically, Kirby helped win a Grammy for these guys called Charlie Rosen and Jake Silverman, which you actually might know them as 8-Bit Big Band. They did a cover of the song Meta Knight's Revenge.
Oh, okay.
And that song got a
Meta Knight's Revenge won a Grammy.
Yeah. It got
Meta Knight won the Grammy, not Kirby.
Technically, yeah, man. Yeah, they won the Grammy for Best Arrangement, you know, which could include a cover.
From
Best
what?
Best Arrangement, Instrumental, or Acapella for their take on Meta Knight's Revenge. There you go. That's where they won.
Is it from a game or like in a movie
somewhere? It's technically from, which is the game?
Was it from the new game?
Kirby. It's from 96, from Kirby Superstar.
What the fuck?
Oh, that was a fun one.
A good one. But why was it nominated, though?
Because it's a cover.
What?
I just told you. Because it's a cover. By 8-Bit Big Band. You're not listening to anything I said.
No, I'm trying to understand. Because usually when you win a Grammy, it's because you had an album that year. Or
yeah, they did.
You were in a movie.
They did have an album. Yeah, because it's a cover. Their songs are covers. 8-Bit Big Band. They cover video game shit.
Wow, so a cover band put on an album and they got nominated? That's wild.
It was that good of an arrangement. They got nominated for Best Arrangement, Instrumental, or Acapella. Because that's a rearrangement when you do a cover.
Yeah.
Oh. And it's technically an instrumental because there's no lyrics to it, so
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't heard this version. If we were still fucking doing music, which fucking everything won't let us do anymore, then we could let you hear it, but we can't. You're just gonna have to YouTube it. Meta Knight's Revenge by 8-Bit Big Band. Check it out.
That's crazy. Like crazy that an 8-Bit Big Band, like cover band, can fucking win a Grammy, like against, I don't know who else exists out there.
Yeah, I didn't look into who they were playing against, but I was like, damn, that's pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
That's a wonderful world we live in.
That's cool.
Yeah, video games taking over. Real quick, shut up, AJ. National Treasure. I'm not a big fan of these movies, but I know a lot of people are. These are the Nicolas Cage ones. You know, about searching for treasure that's hidden in famous buildings and stuff like that, right?
Right.
Architecture.
Right.
It's getting a Disney Plus show. And this came up after an announcement that Nicolas Cage said, yeah, we're never getting any more National Treasure movies because people have been fighting for National Treasure 3. Yeah, people have been fighting for National Treasure 3 for a long time. And he was like, yeah, we're never getting any more National Treasure 3 movies. So everyone stop asking about it. And then, of course, not even like a week later, they announced Disney Plus National Treasure show.
Not featuring Nicolas Cage. And he's like, wait a minute.
Well, right now he's not actually casted for it.
Right? Okay. So maybe he just didn't know.
I mean, the timing is weird.
Yeah.
But also, this is the other weird thing. One of the actors who was in National Treasures is coming back and reprising his role as the same character. So I kind of feel like Nicolas Cage is going to be in this and they slipped up. Yeah, or I mean, maybe not slipped up. They thought they were being clever or sneaky, and they really weren't. So National Treasures 2 is happening.
Or maybe they're like, hey, Nicolas Cage, by the way, funny you should bring this up, but we need to talk to you right now. We have an announcement next week here on. Like, maybe it happened like that close together.
I mean, they do shit like that all the time, like to hype things up, you know, to get the actors to talk about shit or like bring shit up and just kind of stir the pot a little bit. Yeah, it's going to follow a brand new storyline with brand new characters, but like I said, the character played by Justin Bartha. He's going to be coming back as that character. I think Riley Poole is the character's name.
Interesting.
Keep an eye out.
I've never seen any of those movies before, though.
Me either, but I just know people like them, so I talked about it. You only have one more, right?
Yep.
You want to do your last one?
Yeah, sure. So, Stardew Valley is a game I played a lot of, right? The creator of that is like one guy created that game, by the way, which is crazy. And it's continued to go on and added updates to it, right? He's been working on another game. Apparently, it's called Haunted Chocolate Tear. The graphics look very similar, like to Stardew Valley. I'm not sure what the gameplay is like, but apparently there's he's introducing something new that he hasn't done before, which is like some type of battle system. They're saying here will feature boss battles and also much greater focus on combat than his previous games. There's a little bit of combat in the previous game where you can, like, you know, you have a sword, you can just swipe it, kill a bat, kill some type of creature like a zombie that's coming at you, but it might get more technical with it in this game here. Also, they're saying too that he's introducing a new shield and stun mechanic too, which is cool. That's something that wasn't in this game previously. So yeah, I wonder what this game is going to be like. Haunted Chocolatier, maybe some ghosts involved. I don't know, but I just thought that he was in the news again. New game for him coming out pretty soon. Some combat elements to it. So if you like Stardew Valley and you really like the cave stuff and combat in there, maybe something you want to check out in the future.
All right. Does anybody remember during the quarantine the boss bitch battle challenge?
No.
You remember that?
Never heard of it.
So there was this thing. Actually, you might even be able to YouTube it, AJ, if you want to check it out. There is this thing called the Boss Bitch Battle Challenge. And I believe this was started by the woman from Death that was an actress in Death Proof. Her name was Zoe Bell. And basically, she got all these famous actresses, you know, like when everyone was quarantined at home,
mm-hmm.
to get, like, make little short videos of them doing, like, whatever favorite attack of theirs they've learned or favorite martial art move they've learned, like, during their acting career, right?
Okay.
And they do it, sort of familiar. And the camera would zoom out after they did the move, and it would look like they, one of them got hit by it. Like, they go, ah, and then they, like, throw a punch, and then the camera would cut and, like, show one of them else getting hit, and there was, like, a chain of, like, 12 chicks.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, cool.
This is getting a movie.
What the fuck?
They're gonna make, you should YouTube it,
so,
man.
Like, I'll tell you, TikTok just, challenge getting a movie.
Yeah, like, and because, you know, this is before TikTok challenge. I don't even think TikTok was out yet, or maybe it was, but
no,
it was,
TikTok's been out forever. Yeah, TikTok definitely, like, got big. No, TikTok's right, been out for a while. Yeah,
but I don't think TikTok challenges were big like that yet, because they got really big during the quarantine. I mean, there's always been some, but weren't
there's
huge.
Always, there's always some type of weird challenges that exist and everything. But one thing that I've seen on TikTok before was, like, people, like, showing off something and pretending that they're passing it on to someone else, and then the next person will do their own video, like, looks like they're grabbing it, like,
yeah,
oh,
I
cool,
think this was I think this is originally a mimic on that,
yeah,
to make that more,
exactly,
like, fun,
yeah,
or more crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, originally the video had Lucy Lawless, aka Xena, Drew Barrymore, you know, Rosario Dawson. I remember hers because she did a cool axe kick.
Mm.
Florence Pugh, Rosie Perez, Halle Berry, Scarlett Johansson, you know, Margot Robbie. Yeah, they all did it. Like, a lot of them did it. Like, even some older actresses that did it too. It was pretty cool.
That's cool.
How
is he getting a movie? Like, what's this?
I guess we'll see. You should bring it up. I'm telling you, oh, just see, so people could see what it looked like, so they could get an idea of what it looked.
Expendables? Is that what we're getting?
Oh, that would be fun.
Like a new
cool.
Expendable, because there was a female version one though, right?
There was a female, yeah. Expendable. I don't think people liked it that much, but yeah, there was one.
What was this called? Boss.
It's called Boss Bitch Fight Challenge. Yeah, and it's crazy. It is dope. And now it's actually getting a movie. That chick Zoe Bell will be directing that movie. And yeah, oh, I just
5 minutes.
Yeah, you don't have to show the whole thing, but just show parts of it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's my girl from Yellow Jackets.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, so and yeah, I could see this being a crazy ass movie now. Like, imagine, like, they're all just, like, in a big scrap fight together, like, mm-hmm. like going back and forth like some Tarantino shit.
Damn, an axe kick.
All right,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, seeing all these actresses, like, doing some shit like this would be cool. Like, but what's the content? Oh, was that Cameron Diaz?
I think it was. Yeah.
Wow, that was a nice tumble.
Oh fuck.
Some of these techniques are actually really good.
Actually, some of these falls are pretty fucking crazy though,
yeah.
Too. Oh fuck.
Yeah, she took that hit hard. See, this is so fun, right?
Oh, oh,
she actually did the puzzle pieces too.
That
that's
cool.
Funny.
This is gonna be a movie though. Like,
damn, she gave a good head
with
damn,
the face shield.
With the face shield. She's like, you damaged my face shield. Look. So yeah. Anyway, look. There's a Florence Pugh. You know, our new Black Widow.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But she said not the wine.
I like how she's still funny, like, even just on her own. And
yeah.
I like it's the same type of comedy she would have, like, in the shit that we've seen.
Oh, shit, the dog's attacking.
She still fell from it? That's funny.
It was
funny.
Too cute, you know? That's funny. It was funny. A cute attack.
That's crazy. Okay, we gotta stop doing that. Yeah, we've seen enough. Yeah, maybe we get the
It's hypnotizing.
Here.
You could watch it forever. Right? Seriously. Yeah.
Some of those tumbles are really good.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
They're committed to those falls.
I mean, the actresses, man, they gotta know how to do that
true,
shit.
True.
So
and that's why they all have been casted for this movie.
You know, we don't. That's gonna be the fun part about it is we don't know who's gonna be in it.
Yeah.
So we could get people that were in this video, and we could get some people that were absolutely not in it. That are maybe even bigger or even better action actresses.
Right.
I think this could be pretty badass. You know, maybe throw in like a director, like the guy who did the Free Guy movie, make some video game feels in it, some Scott Pilgrim feels. You know,
yeah.
It'd be really tight. I don't know. Cool. But anyway, yeah, that's it for the news. Wags, what you got planned for your In Focus week, man?
Wait,
don't have any toy news for us? Any toy things you want to mention real quick? Any cool things that have happened? It doesn't have to be a whole round.
Tons of new toy stuff has happened
real
recently.
Quick, just some cool.
Wasn't it like a toy fair recently, or did it get canceled?
There was a Hasbro Pulse recently. There was a toy fair. I think it was a NECA toy fair that happened. Oh, dude, you're gonna love this.
The turtle van?
Yeah, another turtle van.
I seen it.
Another. Which one did you see?
I'm pretty sure it's a NECA one.
Also, Ultimates. I think it's Funko. No, Super 7. Super 7 is also doing a turtle van.
Yeah,
two at the same time, man.
I thought I'd seen two different ones recently, yeah. Okay. I've seen one that looks pretty cool. It looks like very like out of the cartoon type of
style.
That's
the NECA one. The other one is meant to look like the toy line. So one's mimicking the original toy line, and the NECA one's mimicking the cartoon.
Yeah.
Both are absurdly expensive, though.
Yeah, I haven't gone and checked it out.
The NECA one is $250. Ugh. But you can make payments on it.
They try and get you, AJ. They try and get
you. I'm not going to get it.
The Ultimates is $500. Very pricey.
Oh, fuck, jeez.
Yeah,
seriously.
I know. It's expensive.
Better be made out of metal or something. Better be a remote control.
The turtle
car.
Figures is like $50 in the Ultimates line.
Oh.
And then the NECA ones are about $30.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to commit to this toy line because of how much it costs.
Yeah. You said it's NECA, and who's the other one?
Super 7.
Super. I want to see how they look different.
One looks like the cartoon, and one looks like it's straight out of the toy line.
What does that mean? Like, isn't the toy line based off the cartoon?
Fucking
yes,
reason.
But the Super 7 is based off the toy line. So it looks more, it has more of that, the original toy line aesthetic. Yeah. You know, like the original toy line, the turtles had like these big sneers, like with their teeth really showing.
Yeah, yeah.
While the NECA ones have like cell shading and like kind of. Yeah.
Like they actually look like the. Okay, I see what you're
saying. Pulled out of the cartoon.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. Where the original toy one didn't look like they pulled out the cartoon, just like a big.
Yeah, block. Right.
I like the NECA one. But like I said, I don't want to commit to those.
Yeah,
those lines.
Like I don't have anything NECA, so I'm not going to start now.
You do. You have Donatello.
Oh, from the movie, yeah.
Movie.
Yeah, the movie. I had the movie NECA shit, but not no actual cartoon, animated cartoon.
They
NECA
announced
stuff.
Ninja Turtles 2 also. The movie.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that going around.
That,
yeah.
That one looks good.
I kind of want that box set. It looks like the VHS case.
Yeah, I was looking at that one, too. I was like,
oh. You know, that NECA one looks pretty cool, too, though.
The animated one?
Yeah, that one's one I've seen a lot.
Yeah, did you get to see the other one?
The other one? No. Is it that one right there?
Yeah, this is the other
one. Yeah, that one. Yeah, I feel like I did see that one at some point. That looks very flashy. It looks like a more rounded version of the toy one.
Yeah,
like
I said.
I remember that. I remember that sticker.
Yeah, I remember that.
I had that with the old one. So yeah.
There's a bunch of other stuff I can go into, but there's one thing I do want to mention, and I want your guys' opinion on this. So, you know, the Transformers toy line, their packaging has always been like a flat cardboard with like a plastic, you know, see-through bubble.
Yeah, I remember that.
But then they changed it in the last few years. Like, the last 3 years, they changed it. Now it was a box.
I didn't know that.
With a plastic covering on it. But then they changed it last year again, and they made the plastic window smaller. So you see less of the toy.
Yep, that's true.
But it still has that plastic window on it, right? Yeah.
That's kind of cool, though, isn't it?
Yeah, they're trying to be more eco-friendly because that plastic, see-through plastic, it's hard to recycle. It's just impossible.
That's true.
While cardboard is easy to recycle, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
But it bummed me out because like I like to look at my toys and see what the condition is before I buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes you'll get some fucking. I've seen toys before. Like, I picked them up and I looked at them. I was like, oh, the paint's off. The eye's like looking sideways. And it should be looking straight or something like weird because the paint's off.
Or you see, like, the leg is broken.
Now they're going to cut down on returns, too. That's smart.
But now that's
fucked up.
Not returns. They might get more returns. You know, usually like, you won't buy it because it's fucked up. So you leave it on the shelf and get the one behind it because that one looks better.
But you now you might get suckers where the parents don't want to go back to the store to return it.
And then you'll be stuck with a fucked up
with
one.
A shitty looking
one. Yeah.
But also at the same time, I feel like sometimes when you're looking at toys, like you'll see something like, oh, let me check this out. You look at the quality, like, oh no, you know what? This doesn't move at all. Like I don't want this one. Let me get one that's posable. You know. Like, I feel like that's a thing, too.
Damn, Reason.
That we can miss up on. I wanted you to read that.
Damn, Reason's looking for Hose to join the show. That'd be so fucking cool. But Hose would never join
no,
the show.
No, because we used to play Diablo and shit with Hose.
Oh, he's looking for that. Yeah. Oh, that's fucking funny.
He's going to start about calling Diablo. Him Waldo.
he does have the stupid glasses somewhere in his room, I'm sure.
Probably.
Remember when he's wearing the glasses? Anyway, go ahead.
So they changed the packaging one more time within the last year. So it's been through a lot of changes recently.
Right.
So now they have two new packagings. For the leader class, it's just all cardboard. You can't see the toy at all. So you have no idea what it looks like on the inside.
That's what I'm afraid
of. The other one, it's
similar. All plastic.
No, it's cardboard with the window, but there's no plastic. It's just an open spot.
It's open, no plastic.
It's open, no plastic.
So you can stick
your
finger in.
The toy is open? Like people can touch your toy?
You can touch the fucking toy.
And scrape it up and shit if they wanted to?
You can scratch it. You can twist it. It's exposed to the elements like dust and...
Flip it.
Yeah, those things are going
to
be worthless.
Exposed to elements. Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
That's
I think
the other thing.
Doing that is going to kill the collectability of it because people want to buy mint on card. They don't want an exposed toy.
Honestly, I think it's going to kill the toy industry in general because if it's fucked up, that's more chance for things to get fucked up and not get sold.
Like, yeah.
They think they're being smart, but that's going to bite them in the ass.
Yeah, I understand what they're doing. They're trying to save money and be eco-friendly.
Make the window smaller. Like a little square. You can just barely see the face, you know, that's it.
I don't like that the bigger ones come in a box you can't see them at all. It makes me scared.
Yeah, because like, even the Beast Wars that I bought recently, I noticed the windows, like the Optimus Prime one, seeing him in there, he looks really tiny in there, and that window's so small, so you can't really see how tiny he actually is, and I feel like he's super tiny in there.
You know, maybe there's a good chance to support more of your YouTubers and look up their videos of them opening boxes.
That's true.
Maybe that's a chance for you to make some extra money.
That's a good point, too.
Now
like
that people
that.
Don't know, you'll have a market for them to watch your channel.
Yeah.
But what do you think? Because they started doing it before. There's other Toylands that do have like an open packaging with the toys just kind of exposed.
Yeah.
But I don't like that.
There's not a lot of toys that don't show you what the product is, unless it's like Legos.
Yeah. I don't mind that the toy is exposed, that you can see the toy. What I mind is that it's not protected.
Yeah.
No, he gets it. We're saying that like usually.
Just being able to see it is always a good thing.
It's better than.
But like completely, you know, blocking it off from like what it actually looks like, and like yeah, sure you can look like us. That's the other thing too. Like usually, like nowadays too, when you have the packaging, you'll get art of the figure or whatever, but it's not the actual what it actually looks like. It's just some cool art, like oh yeah, this is the character from the show, as you know. But then the figure can look totally different sometimes.
And, yeah, it's like a cheeseburger commercial. But when you buy the cheeseburger, it's completely different.
Yeah, exactly. It could be like that too. So.
Yeah, it reminds me of when I went to Trader Joe's, got these dope ass looking ice cream sandwiches because they're all big on the box. I opened the box and. There is like more than I thought of them in there, like six or something, but they're all like that big. I was like, no. I don't even want this shit anymore. I almost didn't even want it. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm so disappointed. I didn't want it.
Yeah, I don't want to buy a new Transformer and get a sad cheeseburger.
Exactly.
And then I don't want to buy these newer ones because they're exposed to the elements.
Yeah.
I it's not mint anymore.
You should write them a letter, dude.
I feel like they should know though, because they don't buy collectibles.
No.
They have a whole Hasbro Pulse line thing, you know.
As we have learned from in the past few years, you have to complain. The Snyder Cut, you know what I mean?
That's
like
how we got that.
Sonic, you gotta complain, man. You're the fan. You're the main consumer. You've been there forever. If you don't complain, nobody will.
They can find a more recyclable plastic, right?
Mm-hmm.
At this point, there's science.
I mean, why can't they use the same ones? Fuck.
That's recyclable.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right? Like, they use
make it a thicker plastic. Okay.
Yeah, get the one.
Not
that
even. Make it thinner.
Make it
you
the one. Yeah, make
much.
It thinner.
Just
we
make
don't
this
even
thinner. We don't need that much.
At least if even if it's something you could, even if it's something you could poke a needle through, that's better than giving it nothing at all.
What if they did some shit like this?
Like a paper plate? No.
Yeah.
That's not going to work.
That's too weak.
Some asshole's going to go by and be like, pop, pop, pop. You know those jackasses.
That's a little
like
too
that.
Weak,
yeah,
maybe.
That's true.
But like, well, I mean, that bottle is not, I mean.
But yeah, the bottle,
they make Coke bottles all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
it says recyclable on here.
Yeah, it is. You know it is because like it's,
it shows a picture of it's such being a big, recycled.
It's such a big thing to recycle these. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't get it.
They could find a way.
It's super weird. I mean,
maybe it's more expensive to create the plastic that's recyclable.
Or maybe
that's what they're worried about.
Or maybe the jackasses and the higher ups are literally that stupid, because that does happen sometimes. There's no one even considered trying to make a deal with another company who gets the recyclables, which could not be very expensive. You know what I mean? Like, anyway. Yeah, I don't know.
It's more of a money thing. Like, let's just not make the little plastic paper thing and just.
I think it's a little bit of a money thing, but I feel like it's more of a lazy thing. I feel like you can make a deal with somebody else and get some other plastic.
Like, I like the fact that they're trying to be more recyclable and stuff.
That's cool.
That's cool. More green, but like, they could find a way.
Put some effort into it.
Yeah, to have a big gaping hole in a product that you people can
or to not be able to see it at all.
Or not be able to see it at all. Those are both the wrong. It's just a lot of changes in just like 3 years. It's crazy. True.
All right. Anything else?
There's tons of other stuff, but that's like the main thing that's like been on my mind.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, what the hell are you guys doing?
I'm glad you talked about it. All right, AJ, what you got planned for him Focus Week?
More than usual, you know. But I got my little Digimon page I've been working on still. It's still coming together pretty good. Play some more. I want to play more Tekken, honestly, because EVO's coming up. Actually, oh, yeah, anyone listening right now, EVO, freaking this year, August, early bird registration ends in 2 days. So get your early bird registration now. It's $80 for early bird, which means it's going to go up from there. So
should I do it now? Should I do it?
You got 2 days. So I'm gonna have to sign up for that. So I wanna play Tekken there. So I wanna play more.
You
Tekken.
Get a refund if it doesn't work out. Like if I let's say I couldn't get the days off.
No, I don't think they're gonna be. Yeah, I don't think they do refunds for that.
See, I'll never know if I'm gonna get.
But what you could do though is because that's just a ticket to get in. Plus the games you wanna play is gonna be like an extra like $10 per game, right? So you could just pay the $80 now just to get in. And then you can choose what games you want to enter later on and pay that additional $10 later on. So you don't have to pay the full like 80 plus the games you want. You can just play the 80 for now.
Right.
And I think early bird specials get some special shit like a water bottle. I'm not sure if everyone gets that, but you get a cool evil water bottle and a cool badge, I think. I forget what else they're throwing in there. But yeah, do it now or forever hold your peace or pay more later. So more Tekken. I want to do that. More Digimon, of course, right? When are we doing our next tournament?
Oh shit! I should request a Sunday. I haven't done it.
I thought you already requested a Sunday.
No, I didn't end up actually picking it. We didn't pick. Oh, I think you told me to, and I didn't actually do it.
Oh yeah, you said I'm choosing this Sunday. All right, I'm like, all right.
No, I didn't actually pick the one.
Oh, okay, I thought you did already. All right, but more Digimon, universes. Oh, you got me hyped. Me and Will play some crazy universes games today. It was pretty crazy, so I kind of want to get today, more.
I used Armika.
I got some cool
Ash from Evil Dead.
You know, in a fighting game where, like, let's say you're doing a combo, but I block you and reverse it, and I get some big combo off of that. I did that shit in a card game. Yeah. Literally did that shit. Will attacked me. I did a reversal and got a big hit off of that against him, and then he couldn't combo anymore. He couldn't combo his Link anymore because I fucked it up.
Oh, like you fucked up the flow.
Like combo. Like the card said combo. Like a throw,
combo breaker.
That's what it was. Yeah, that's what they need next. Killer Instinct. We're talking about other licenses they can use.
Yeah,
that'd be cool, right?
Yeah.
What about Bloody Roar?
No, the Bloody Roar would be cool too.
Bloody Roar. It'd have to have a whole new like transforming mechanic added to it.
I don't know if they could do that, but that'd be cool too, right?
Double sided cards, man.
Ooh,
damn. Nah, because then you can't use a sleeve for them.
They make clear sleeves that are like high quality.
But then everyone's got to use clear sleeves now.
No, but the thing with this system is that one character card that's not part of the deck. It just stays outside at all times.
Oh.
So you could do that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Anyways,
you should try.
All right, my unfocused week. I want to play more Digimon. I haven't been playing this week. I also want to play more KOF. I'm kind of starting to get my combos down a little bit. We were playing. We were starting to hit each other with links into supers like. So I don't know why you weren't playing, AJ.
I don't have a PS5 or a 4.
You should ask me what's up with mine. Could have came in and played it.
Anyway,
everyone was starting to do crazy shit. People were starting to link supers and shit, and we're like, okay, competition's getting real now. So gotta start practicing, getting into it a little more. Real happy Rock's in there. Loving the boxing chick. Yeah, more KOF. Avengers Forever. I've been reading it. Man, Kang is saying some crazy shit in this, because the whole problem is Kang and Immortus, which is He Who Remains. Kang and He Who Remains are fighting each other. Yeah, and they're having a whole war across time and sucking the Avengers into it and all this bullshit, right?
It's Kang versus Kang?
Pretty much, basically, yeah. And they're just fucking everything up because they're just fighting each other. Anyway, so he says, you know, they talk about this, and this is back in the 90s. Like, yeah, obviously, he says, obviously, you can't change your timeline when you travel back in time because it makes a new branch to the other one continues, right? He's like, but if you have a time machine that affects time across the board, then yes, you can go back in time and change time.
Wow.
And only Kang has that machine that can do that.
That's crazy.
So there is a way for them to loophole and maybe bring somebody back one day, but it has to be through Kang, which he's probably not going to want to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I kind of like it. I was like reading. I was like, oh shit, here's an avenue for them to like bring back Iron Man one day or Captain America one day. Yeah. If they really feel like they want to, you know, like,
right.
Or Black Widow, you know, whoever. But yeah, I was just tripping out. I was like, oh shit, they said this back in the 90s. Like, they were already thinking about all this shit in the comics, like, way before the movies ever touched it. Like, or even thought about making a movie where Kang would fucking appear, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like, I have a theory, too, like, you know, because everyone wants a franchise that can just continue on forever in some way, right? So now that they introduced the whole multiverse shit and we got variants where one character can look totally different later on, right? They can totally just revamp the whole MCU in the future. Brand new actors, brand new stories, and retell it, but where it can kind of still connect to the old shit. Like, I feel like they can really do that in like 20 years, 30 years from now if they really wanted to.
Man, it's too bad. You'll never understand the gravity of Secret Wars, AJ. Secret Wars is so crazy. And like, there's something like that in there. Yeah. I can't even explain it to you because there's so much going on, so complicated and so crazy. Like, I can't even tell you. We just have to pray they're going to flesh it out in the movies one day because...
But like, I feel like that's their way to like redo everything. Like, well, I feel like we'll get like a new Iron Man played by Tom Cruise's son in fucking 2045.
I want to say stuff. It won't make any sense. But yeah, they could definitely do that. There's just, yeah, I don't want to say anything. But yeah, there's definitely things that they could do to make that happen if they wanted to.
Okay.
Avengers Forever. Want to read more of that? It's pretty crazy. The Allen Project and Free Guy. I want to watch those.
I need to see Free Guy. I want to see Free Guy.
Also, there's a movie on Netflix that everyone told that someone I really trust the movie said I would love. Like, if you like Legend of Zelda and Final Fantasy and stuff, like, you should watch this movie. This movie snuck under the radar. It's called Stardust. Has anyone heard of this?
Nope.
So check it out. It's got Nicole Kidman, Robert De Niro,
ooh,
Charlie Cox.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, where the fuck was this movie? And it's a magic and sword movie about someone trying to find a fallen star for a princess.
Whoa, that's what?
Yes, it's on Netflix. It has all these fucking dope ass actors in it. And I was like, I never fucking heard of this movie.
That sounds cool.
And I looked it up. It has a pretty good rating, like a pretty good percentage rating on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Yeah, it has Robert De Niro in it. Like, how is this movie not huge? You know, like, it's so weird.
Nero.
Yeah, I mean, if I kept naming the cast, you'd be blown away. There's other people in it too where you're just like, what the fuck?
What's that other movie that people have been talking about? Everything Everywhere Always or something like that?
Oh yeah,
I heard that's really good.
Multiverse movie with that older lady.
Yeah. Yeah, older lady. Her name is, oh my god, why can't I not, now I can't remember her name because I'm so offended.
Something with the M.
No, oh my god. Oh, I can't believe you made me forget her name. Well, now I'm double mad at you.
She's like, what, 40, 50?
Yeah, she's isn't she the chick from like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff?
Yeah, she is. Her, no, that's not her. Michelle Yeoh.
Michelle Yeoh, there we go. See, no, it was an M.
Yeah, Michelle Yeoh. She's
or from Boba Fett, right?
No, that's the Agents of S.H.I.L.D. chick.
Yeah.
That's
okay, it's not her. Oh,
that's
okay, not her. Not
that's
her.
Mulan.
Oh, I thought it was her.
Mulan?
That's the voice of Mulan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. No, Michelle Yeoh was in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and Shang-Chi as two different characters.
What?
Yeah, she's in she was a Ravager in Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, that's Gemma Chan.
Ravager?
No, that's Michelle Yeoh.
Whoa.
Guardians.
She's a Ravager?
Not Marvel. Miss Marvel.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't just help out. Yeah. Miss Marvel, that's right. Oh,
yeah, not Miss Marvel, yeah.
I totally got the wrong movies. Mm-hmm.
Michelle Yeoh, yeah, she was a Ravager in Guardians 2, okay, like an original Guardian, basically. And she was Shang-Chi's aunt in Shang-Chi.
Oh, shit, she was.
Michelle Yeoh, she's the shit, bro. She does a lot of her own stunts. That bitch gets down. She's like 60, 65, something crazy like that. She does a lot of her own shit. And I'm like, damn, bitch, you're crazy. Like,
yeah, is that on Netflix?
No, it's like, I think it's a theater.
It's in theaters only right now.
Yeah, I don't think it's on any streaming service.
Yeah, my girl just told me that movie I was telling you guys about, Stardust. It's a Neil Gaiman book. That's the guy who wrote Sandman.
That name sounds familiar. Aside from the casino and from a particular dragon from Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah. Dude, Henry Cavill, Ricky Gervais, our guy that's going to be in fucking... He's in it, like...
Superman's in it? That's crazy.
Yeah, Superman's in it. Magneto's in it. Ian McKellen.
Wow.
This is crazy, man. I need to watch this movie. I got to watch this movie. So I plan to watch this, too.
Okay.
And, yeah, that's pretty much my Unfocus week. This is a pretty good episode. Anything you want to say, AJ?
Peace out, bitches.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
Also, you can subscribe to our podcast show, The Auto Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Peace out, Carlos!
It's over! Don't forget to subscribe!